Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have another incredibly important broadcast lined up for you today. Extremely important. And we're going to have wide open phones. We have a state senator joining us dealing with the federal and state land grabs, water grabs, going on around the nation. Just off the charts information today we're going to be breaking down. It is the 22nd day of June on this Monday edition. So again, thank you so much for joining us on the 22nd day of June 2009 on this Monday worldwide broadcast against tyranny as we wage war on corruption, as we crash through the lies and disinformation. All right, here are some of the headlines. Obviously, we're going to go over what's happening in Iran. This is really shaping up bad. Bad for the Iranian people, bad for the people of the United States, bad for the world. And Kissinger's confirmed they're getting ready to probably go ahead and hit Iran. Israel's getting ready to hit Iran. This is all propaganda, the staged revolution, a lot of well-meaning people involved in it, to sell the West on leveling the major cities of Iran, like the capital, Tehran. Very sophisticated, multi-level chess. We'll be breaking that down coming up. Also, the North Korea situation. They're saying they're going to go ahead and fire nukes if their ship is stopped. This is huge Cuban Missile Crisis level situation. And the news is busy talking about Sacha Baron Cohen and trying to set Ron Paul up in a hotel room. I mean, this is just the type of insanity we're dealing with and the attacks we're dealing with here. And then, of course, there's this news. I covered some yesterday, but it's just so huge that I'm not going to just drop it. Proposed law allows AG Holder to block gun sales to over a million Americans. The reason that's a big issue is the New York Times, we've been telling you about this for months. It's in the Obama deception. They're saying it's good and basically allow the government to ban anybody owning guns they want. In fact, guys, I was looking through my stack. And I hit print this morning on it again, and I don't have it. I have our article about it. Proposed law allows AG Holder to block gun sales to over a million Americans and growing by 20-plus thousand a month. Jeremy, will you go to this article and the first link's New York Times and print me that? I want to read from them. I mean, the sickeningness of how they're selling. Oh, we'll just ban all of you owning guns with no judge, no jury, no arrest, no way to know why you're on the list, no way to find out how you got on the list, no way to get off the list, just, you know. Same thing Stalin did, same thing Mao did, same thing Hitler did. And then on top of that, the Iranian protest, another U.S. orchestrated color revolution. Again, I'm going to be breaking that down. Confidential memo reveals U.S. plan to provoke an invasion of Iraq. This is in the London Guardian, confirmed, declassified. Well, this is the White House memo, not the Downing Street memo, the White House memo. This is in my film Terror Storm, released 3.5 years ago. I'm not tooting our horn, but it's now big breaking news that it was all completely staged and a provocation, and they had no intent of letting Saddam negotiate, that they were going to stage shoot down of U.S. aircraft. Yes, stage terror attacks. Absolutely, baby. It's in the Army Captain Manual. Captains and above in the Army, Special Forces captains and above are taught how to stage terror attacks and blame it on their enemies. It is in official manuals, just like a canteen and an M16 and the issued .223 rounds, just like their backpacks, just like their boots. How to preferably blow little kids up and blame it on people. That's who runs our government. Illegitimate narcotics trafficking scum. And I'm risking my life, and I'm not pulling any punches to tell you this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going full bore against these people because the same banks that want to blow Iran to bits want to blow the United States financially to blitz, and I'm not going to be part of it. DOD training manual describes all protests as terrorism. Don't forget that, because there's two new reports saying gun owners, Constitution Party, you are terrorists, period. And mainstream news is now coming out and saying, you bet you are. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even the Wall Street Journal, CNN, Fox News admit that they're using images of dead and dying Iranians as a propaganda war, as a pretext to launch a military bombardment of the country. That will destabilize the world further. Another piece of the puzzle will fall to the New World Order, and they will only encourage the globalists to move into the next nation on their grand chessboard, their whole planetary takeover system. So we're going to be going over that today. And all of this goes together. What's happening domestically, what's happening internationally, the Cuban Missile Crisis Part 2 going on with North Korea. We're going to break it all down today. We don't have a guest until the third hour dealing with different criminal activities of the state government in Texas, but it's also going on around the country. How the police just pull you over, take your wallet, take your cash, take your car. If you argue with them, they beat you up in many cities in Texas. It's on record, and the police don't even lie about it. They just defend it and say, I've also got video shot by the police of any cop watch groups that come out and document police beating protesters in England. They come up and choke them out, and then the police release it and say, yes, we're allowed to choke you out now. I mean, it's choking women. They just walk up and say, you're not allowed to take photos of police. It's an act of terrorism, and they choke them out. I mean, America is just going down the rat hole. England is. We are almost as bad as communist China. They don't go after me because I'm a big fish, and they know that would really draw attention out. They're right now just training their paramilitary police that it's completely normal, kosher, acceptable to just go absolutely wild on the public. And this is all being done because the bankers are going to bankrupt everything. They're going to take everything all of us have got. They're going to give us no quarter, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be savage. You ain't seen nothing yet of this depression they're bringing us into. They've got us wrapped up in their black wings, and they're taking us right to hell. But I wanted to play this clip of this YouTuber. We linked up to him on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, and I think he really concisely lays it out even better than I can. What's happening with just one of these issues, and we keep telling people. The Attorney General argued before Congress last year, when he was just a lawyer for the Justice Department, the former Deputy Attorney General for total gun ban bills, he argued before the Supreme Court for total ban, saying U.S. citizens deserve to own no firearms, period, on record. Obama as a state senator and as a federal senator, same thing. The White House Chief of Staff, on record, saying you're on the no-fly list, no gun for you, you're not part of the American family. If we even think maybe you could be a terrorist, possibly. This is the essence of tyranny, the essence of maximum tyranny. The creme de la creme, the heart, the core. And it's happened everywhere else. And so he lays it out well. I'll let him introduce himself, and then we'll come back into all the rest. But they're openly official, not even secret, Pentagon training manuals for all security forces and MPs that all protest is illegal and an act of terror. I told you, we got the secret document months ago that the Army watches me basically everywhere I go. God, I can't believe this country's turned into this. And they want to scare you. I've got all these reports from Kentucky and Missouri with the news acting like it's normal, going, yeah, all political parties, Constitution Party, libertarians, you're all terrorists. I mean, I just can't. Do these idiot newscasters feeling like they're part of the system realize what this is all about? I mean, this isn't some boss hog tyranny. This is hardcore, mechanized, scientific, devastator variety. So many of you fools that have decided to serve this have no idea what you're involved in. You've had it cushy and easy in this country. Our forebears stood up for liberty, so you have no idea what tyranny's like. Well, you're going to get it the worst anybody's ever had it, and I guess me right along with you. All right, here's the clip.
All right, welcome back, and thanks for joining me. My name's Doc, and for those of you whose first time it is joining me, welcome. Today, I want to get right into talking about, you guys know about H.R. 2159, right? The Firearms and Explosive Dangerous Terrorist Act, right? Now, we know that that has nothing to do with terrorists, right? That bill criminalizes you selling a firearm to your buddy down the street or whatever. You can no longer do that. You have to, well, this law makes you have to take your firearm to a dealer, submit it, have them go through all the checks, and then if they pass, they can have the firearm. It also keeps you from being able to will your firearms to someone else if you die. So that's like the background to this. They're on Monday introducing a new law. Now, this new law is this is the final phase, folks. Okay, this new law outlaws anyone on the watch list from buying guns, any guns. Okay, on the terrorist watch list. Now, that was at a million names in like January, and it's been going up by 20,000 names a month ever since. So you figure there's 1.5 million Americans on that list, but they classified the list. So once we started, they figured out we were tracking who was on the list. They classified it. So basically, you have no idea who's on that list. And it's my contention here today that over half of America is on that list as of right now. And here's why. See, you need to go over to the Department of Homeland Security lexicon, okay? And I'm going to post, as we go down the list, I'm just going to post photos down the list of the actual lexicon itself. So you will understand when I talk to you about who is on this list and what this law is, this new law is about. And it's to give Eric Holder the ability to ban any gun he wants and to ban anyone he wants from owning a gun. And to automatically ban everybody who they've decided is a possible extremist. Not an actual extremist, but a possible extremist. Now, I'm going to take you over here to this New York Times article because it illustrates it very well. Right here, it's the third paragraph down. I'm going to read the whole thing, the whole sentence to you, and then I'm going to break it down for you. It says, gun purchases must be approved unless federal officials can find some other disqualification of the would-be buyer, like being a felon, an illegal immigrant, or a drug addict. Hold up. Now, let's flip that around, right? What they're saying is let's put that in plain English into a statement, right, that makes a little bit of sense. That what they're saying here is gun purchases must be approved for non-felons, legal immigrants, and non-drug addicts. Okay? Gun purchases must be approved for non-felons, legal immigrants, and non-drug addicts. Okay? Do you understand that? That's normal folks. They got to be approved for you. If a normal you goes in to buy a gun, they have to approve it because you've done nothing wrong. What this law does is gives them new reasons to disqualify perfectly legal citizens from owning firearms. And that's going to get into the lexicon, okay? The lexicon criminalizes the entire world. Or at least if you're an American, it criminalizes every viewpoint there is and puts you down as an extremist. If you don't believe me, we will go through the list. There's animal rights activists, any type, you're on the list. There's an idealist. In other words, if you just have ideas that you believe in, like religion, or like right and wrong, or that there should be any type of standard whatsoever. If you believe strongly in that, there is a section in the lexicon that says you're an extremist that automatically disqualifies you from firearms. Okay? Now, if you're for or against abortion, you're there. If you're an atheist, you're there. If you don't believe in technology, you're there. If you believe in God, any God of any type, you are there. If you believe in the Constitution, you are there. The Patriot Movement, a new addition, folks. If you are a patriot, if you believe in this country, in other words, any single person that was alive during World War II that waved a flag is now an extremist and under this bill will not be able to own firearms. Okay, but here's the deal, right? This is what this is, okay? When Chairman Mao took over China and killed 100 million people, the first thing they did was pass a law identical to this one to disarm all people who had any belief system that was at odds with conflict theory or socialism, okay? And they disarmed them. And then they starved them to death, or they rounded them up and stuck them in forced labor camps, which they still do to this very day, except now that they harvest out, if you're Christian or Falun Gong or whatever, they take your blood type, your tissue sample, and then they sell your organs to the world. How much money do you want to bet that old Mr. Microsoft and his liver transplant, that he bought some Christian or some Falun Gong's liver from China? I'll bet money on that. You know what I mean? Because that's what they do. They sell the organs to the highest bidder. So let's move on to Stalin, okay? Now, this is the identical laws to what Stalin did, okay? You know why they're identical, folks? They're identical because they were given these laws by the same people who are running these other puppet governments. Communism did not spring up on its own. Communism was created.
All right, folks. I'll give you the channel's name. I was looking for it in my stack. When we come back, it's up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. But the guy really, really lays it out. He's 100% right. And actually, half of Americans are on the list. I'll explain. We'll come back and finish the clip. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 22, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.33, $475.17 for a half ounce, and $237.58 for a quarter ounce. That's $950.33, $475.17, and $237.58.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before.
All right, gigantic news blitz coming on the next segment. Let's finish up with a breakdown by a reader of Infowars.com. That's the sources he's using, and New York Times, Associated Press as well as official government documents. He links to all of them. And again, that's up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. We're going to finish up with this clip where he's explaining why it's the exact same plan in the Soviet Union, Communist China, and Germany And of course, he doesn't give this particular source, but just Carol Quigley's Georgetown book, the head of political science there when he was hired by the CFR to write the true history of the New World Order for CIA commanders and State Department people, because they have to know what's really going on. And so now that book's public, you can read it and how they do it all. And they plan to kill a lot of you, okay? Let's go ahead and finish the clip.
By the very same central bankers that created capitalism. And they admit that they created them as a balancing force in the world in order for them to play off against each other.
In fact, John, you know, the break interrupted it. Back it up 30, 45 seconds. I wanted to hear him explain that. You see, it's all the same attack profile. It doesn't matter if it's Russia, Germany, England, the United States. It's the same globalist. Here it is.
Microsoft and his liver transplant that he bought some Christian or some Falun Gong's liver from China. I'll bet money on that. You know what I mean? Because that's what they do. They sell the organs to the highest bidder. So let's move on to Stalin, okay? Now, this is the identical laws to what Stalin did, okay? You know why they're identical, folks? They're identical because they were given these laws by the same people who are running these other puppet governments. Communism did not spring up on its own. Communism was created by the very same central bankers that created capitalism. And they admit that they created them as a balancing force in the world in order for them to play off against each other so that they could incrementally bring in this new world order. Now, why is it that you think that every single country, starting with Hitler, moving to Stalin and Lenin, right? Actually, I should say Lenin and Stalin, right? Then to Chairman Mao, then to Pol Pot. Why is it always identical? Why is it that they build secret prisons? Why is it that they pass these identical laws? Even the wording is the same in these laws that criminalize political dissent and opposition. And then why is it that they then, after criminalizing them and confiscating their guns, they either, in the case of Lenin and Stalin and the Ukraine, where they just starved 80 million people, 50 million, I'm sorry, it's 50 million in the Ukraine. They just starved to death after they disarmed them. Why? Because they didn't want to submit. They didn't want to turn in their firearms, and they did not want to submit because religion became illegal under Lenin and Stalin. And orthodoxy was major, and still is major, in the Ukraine. Russian Orthodoxy, although it's not called that there in the Russian Ukraine. Okay? So, then they just starved them to death, folks. Well, that's the plan here, right? They've always starved you into submission. And so, that brings me back to this, right? As the pieces are in place. So let's look at what they got going on. Currently, Ardent Century began officially. Well, I guess it begins officially tomorrow. I'm sorry. It begins tomorrow. And it runs for the next month, right? But it overlaps a week by Department of Homeland Security's July 27th kickoff of their nationwide drills of the same nature. And just at that exact moment, Lautenberg enters a bill that's identical to all these other gun control bills by Mao, Pol Pot. Well, no, Pol Pot, they didn't really pass gun control. He was a dictator. He just decreed. Okay, folks? So that's what's going on, right? They're going to take all your guns. Just look at the lexicon. It's everyone. It's left. It's the further left you are, the more of you are on the list, okay? The further right you are, you're on the list. You are all gone, okay? And denying it is going to do nothing. Okay? Or getting caught up in little distractions, okay? Distractions are there to distract you from what's really going on. It's just a repeat. They've done it over and over, folks. Wake up before they round you up. I'm NSM Doc. See you on the next round.
That's right. I think the name of the site is Sacramania MC. Sacramaniacs MC. Very well said. I'll give you the rest of the story when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Nah. If feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Okay. Look, again, I'm going to go over this right now, but there are stacks of news coming out every day where the government, all over the newspapers, is openly getting the public ready to start restricting free speech. They're setting up a federal agency that is openly saying they're going to decide what you can and can't say on the web and whether it's true or not. And their feds are now saying the First Amendment does not give you the right to lie. Remember what Barack Obama's campaign said in Vermont and in Missouri and in Illinois. On the news, they had police chiefs saying, you will be arrested if you lie about Obama, and we're deciding what if there is a lie. No, nothing civil, nobody suing you, no proof. They got up on the news and they said, we are coming after you. In fact, John, pull that up. People never believe it when I say that unless we have the news clip. And I have stacks of news today where it's being announced in the AP, the New York Times. I've got TV stations all around the country. We're going to play some of them coming out and saying, look, it is terrorism. It is evil to be in the Constitution Party. The ACLU is openly writing letters and suing the government over a host of issues. One of them, I mean, for those who don't believe me, you can go to the ACLU's website, just saying protest is terrorism. The army is being taught, period, that it's terrorism. And the people don't understand. They were never taught the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They don't know that that is what war reels. In World War II, I just had this idea for the new Obama film. Write it down before I forget, guys. My whole life's a brainstorm. I'll show our newsreels explaining how Hitler controlled people's free speech and controlled the press and said he was fighting terrorists, and then we'll cut to modern news. That's a great way to illustrate things, because the slaves out there have never understood that. It's just incredible. I just keep saying it's incredible. I live this. I fight this. I know this is real, and I can't believe how open they are. How open they are, and the sickening ways that they sell this. I mean, here's the terrorist watch list story. New York Times. Now, we've read the bill on air. It's in the Obama deception. Now it's mainstream news because they're openly trying to pass it. It's racing through the House and Senate right now. It's like a bill for the feds to federalize all water in the United States, and they openly say they can take your property. Just open total takeovers, total federalization of everything, because the buffer zones around all water is the entire country. It's meant to take over states like Texas and others that don't have a lot of federal lands. If you hadn't had the feds treat you like absolute scum slaves on your own property, which isn't even really yours anymore, you just pay a tax to upkeep it for them. If you lived in places like Alabama or Florida or Texas where you hadn't put up with this, get ready. They're coming. But look at this New York Times. This is how they sell evil. By Eric Lichtblom. People on the government terrorist watch list trying to buy guns nearly 1,000 times in the last 5 years. And federal authorities cleared the purchase of 9 out of 10 because they had no legal way to stop them, according to the new government report. What did we always say? They're going to get their instant check, their instant registration, your name, where you live, what you're buying, long gun, shotgun, handgun. They're going to do that. They're going to set that up. And then they're just going to start not letting you own firearms. Now, earlier, the fellow's clip that we played from YouTube where he's breaking down the facts said that he believes half the public are on it just off the lexicon and what it says, the Homeland Security lexicon. If it says if you're idealistic, you're a terrorist. Well, I don't know what percentage of the public are military vets. I need to look that up. In fact, do a search on that percentage of U.S. population that are veterans. I would guess it's probably 30%, but check it for me. The issue here is that Homeland Security is built for you. Men of fighting age, people that know how to use a firearm, people that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. They're scared of you. And by extension, police. That's why they're some of the most surveilled people. That's why they brainwash the cops, make them feel special, not knowing the whole time they're the main target. Just like when Hitler and Stalin and Mao took over, first thing they did was wipe out the police. All the fools that had helped them get into power. Check your history if you don't know that. It's an absolute historical fact. And they never believe it till it happens to them. But the issue here is that I have known since Bill Clinton, his last year in office, suddenly veterans all over the country couldn't buy guns. Couldn't buy their grandson a 22. They couldn't buy, no criminal record. And then we said, oh, they don't want veterans to be armed. And then it came out. On one list, 80-something thousand and a couple hundred thousand more. It was in the news. You can pull it up. This was in 2000. That when Bill Clinton was a lame duck and didn't care because he was going out of office, anybody who'd ever collapsed on the battlefield in Korea or Vietnam had wondered why, after 2-3 days of no sleep, they'd collapse from stress or heat stroke, or even if they'd been shot in the leg and bled real bad and passed out. They'd say, hey, you're going home, scot-free, you're done in the Army. And they'd say, what's this on my discharge form saying psychosis or post-traumatic stress disorder? Or, you know, I collapsed from not enough water. We were out there 3 days getting hit with mortars. And because I've interviewed these people on air. And they go, sorry, no more Second Amendment for you. the VA's put out this list. And there was no judge, no jury, no law. They would just deny it. So people sued and fought it. But they still do it. And then I know famous UT football players, no criminal record, that I'll see in an event or something. They come over and tell me, yeah, you believe that, I'm the guy from Coach Royal's first championship team and I can't own a gun now. No criminal record. They just say I can't have it because something in the military. And I had an honorable discharge. I didn't have a dishonorable. I don't know. They won't even tell me. I can't get off the list. And just the thousands of emails and people that come up to me and tell me about it. And you all, I'm sure, have experienced it. A lot of you out there. That's what you get by these greedy, offshore, filthy bankers. Because you're not good old boys. You're not part of the system. You understand that. You've been thinking you were part of it, and we're the good guys, and we're fighting the brown people. And no, that isn't how it works, Jack. They don't like the brown people, and they don't like you either. You understand that? And I know it's a big hot dog roasting event, and I've talked to liquor store owners and pizza chain owners, and they say when the United States is attacking Afghanistan or Iraq or Serbia, it's like New Year's, Christmas, people's, you know, other major holidays, Thanksgiving, all rolled into one. Just whiskey, pizza, barbecue, total alcoholic drunkenness, men sitting back in their chairs, loving buildings getting blown up and seeing dead bodies. Some sick mutation of male instinct aggression put on disgusting display. Hey, pal, they'd love to do that to you, too. They're the real predators. You've just been playing at being a predator. You've just been playing. This isn't a game. And I suggest you realize how much danger we're all in. If you love your family, if you're a real man, you ought to be able to uncloud your mind and face the propaganda and the brainwashing you've been living under, and you should go in there and break your conditioning. And you know how you're going to know when you break your conditioning? Because it's heavy. You're going to get nauseous. You're going to be sweating. You're going to throw up. You know what that is? That's your guts getting connected to your brain. That's your soul shining through that layer of matrix propaganda. And it's happened to all of us. When you realize the whole world you know is a lie and that your whole family's in danger, it's called a gut check. It's your body throwing up when it realizes it's under attack and it's under threat and you're being poisoned with fluoride and vaccines and the globalists know it. That's your body getting ready for a fight. That's your body saying, I need to get this out of my stomach because I'm going to go all out 110%. Throwing up isn't because you're nervous, ladies and gentlemen. It's your body getting ready to defend its very life. And if you don't have that feeling, I haven't had it in many, many years. I can be in front of, you know, TV with 5 million people watching me, 16 million listeners on radio shows. I can be in front of a crowd of 3,000 people on national TV. It does nothing to me. Because I went way past that point decades ago. But I'm telling you something. If you haven't had the fear of God come over you, and if you haven't puked your guts up over what's happening, and you haven't been there, and your head isn't screwed on straight. Because that's the brain getting right with the body. That's Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, knocked off that horse, stumbling around, throwing up in the ditch. That's your soul coming back into your body. That's your soul that's just connected by the tiniest little flimsy golden cord that you're about to lose. And your body is so happy when that humanity comes back into it that it symbolizes the evil and the corruption and who you've been serving leaving you when your soul comes back in. And I hate to get spiritual, and that's more of an analogy, but that's really what it's like. You need to convert to liberty and freedom. You need to leave evil. All it's going to give you is hurt and weakness. All it's going to give you is the trappings of power, but rotten feet. Yeah, it's got a golden head. It's got a silver shoulders and chest. It's got a bronze stomach. It's got legs and feet of rotten clay, and it's standing on sand. That's not where you want to be going into this tempest, this storm. As great evil rises across the planet. All right, let me just blitz through news. Look at this. On terrorist watch list, but allowed to buy guns. Oh. Look at how they push it. Look at how they phrase it. Look at how they... Oh, it's so sick. And this Eric Lightblom knows exactly what he's doing. People on the government terrorist watch list trying to buy guns nearly 1,000 times in the last 5 years, and federal authorities cleared the purchase 9 times out of 10 because they had no legal way to stop them, according to a new government report. In one case, a person on the list was able to buy more than 50 pounds of explosives. What a deception. They have nothing but contempt for their moron readers. Lots of yuppies and know-it-alls sitting up their little sequestered ivory towers. Oh, dear God, because they know nothing about buying explosives or firearms. These gelded, domesticated, chicken-neck, weak pieces of filth. You can't buy explosives, ladies and gentlemen, unless you have a special license. And they don't sell it to you now unless you're with a major construction company or mining operation. This is a load of baloney. So they mix in, oh, and they can't stop people buying explosives. That is a lie, and you know it, New York Times. Just like you lied about yellow cake uranium to Iraq out of Niger, Africa. Just like you lied about aluminum tubes. Just like you lie about everything, because you're of your father. And your names are all written in the book of death. And you love it. You love death. Well, I don't like you. I love life. And I will defend it. I will not sit here on my back, on my knees, sucking your boots. You control freak degenerates. The new statistics compiled in a report for the Government Accountability Office that is scheduled for public release next week draw attention to an odd divergence in federal law. People placed on the government's terrorist watch list can be stopped from getting on a plane or getting a visa, which is wrong. It's a made-up, no reason, can't find out why you're on it, into habeas corpus, into due process. But see how they sell it? It's an odd divergence of the government's terror watch list can be stopped from getting on a plane or getting a visa, but they cannot be stopped from buying a gun. Oh, let us all live like in New York, hiding behind tin locks, shaking at night as the criminals and the criminal police have their ways with you. Oh. Gun purchases must be approved unless federal officials can find some other disqualification of the would-be buyer, like being a felon, illegal immigrant, and drug addict. And what this really says is, like the fellow said, if you're not a drug addict, you're not an illegal immigrant, you're not a felon, that's who they want to go after. Hell, I read the New York Times last week where they're hiring felons for Obama's city year and leap year and all these other weirdo groups in uniforms marching around with gutter snipes. They mean business, folks. And then the other, how they're training the Boy Scouts to take on the veterans, front page of the New York Times. You people really are. You want to do a red purge here in America? You hippies are really going to try this for your banker bosses? You don't know you're going to get your butts kicked? This isn't this old Russia. Bunch of hardy, hard-working Russians, but they'd lived under slavery for thousands of years, and they put up with it. This isn't China living for thousands of years under the chin. This is the United States. And we may be decadent and mind-controlled and on Prozac, but there's still the good old boy guts in there that kicked the butt of the Redcoats never before defeated, that kicked the butt of the corrupt Mexican government. And my ancestors didn't put up with people's bull, and I know a lot of you out there aren't slaves either. And you got it in your guts to not be slaves. So fire up your guts and stop being cowards and recognize a bunch of slack-jawed, black uniform-wearing thugs that want to have their way with us. These bastards aren't going to win. Ah! They're setting up to go after everybody big time. I'm just getting the drums beating here to recognize who the enemies of this republic are. Now it's on mainstream news that, yes, the Federal Reserve will rule everything from coffee shops to hot dog stands to every factory, every business, not even with the Green Corps and the carbon tax. Total, complete rulership. Absolute, no more even pretense of judges or juries. Just absolute reigning tyranny. I mean, this is all happening. Why do you think police suddenly all over the country are robbing people and TSA all over the nation robbing people's bags, admittedly? Because tyranny's been given an absolute green light. They're going for broke. They're engaging us. We're under attack. We're being engaged. We're already under attack. Don't you understand that? Like Patrick Henry said, the war is already here. That's why but 90% of war now is info war. So you got to hit them and hit them hard while we still got time. Down the road, you're going to wish you'd have done more early on. It's going to get harder and harder to get these transmissions out. They're definitely going for broke and going for broke soon. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't stage some big terror attacks in the next 60 to 90 days. I'll tell you why later with Obama's approval rating plunging. Red level, mayday, mayday. Red level, we're under attack from all sides. They got child kidnapping forces going wild. They got bills introduced in almost every state for no Fourth Amendment to seize your children at will. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Red alert, Republic under attack. All patriots come to defense immediately.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to say it again another way. There is no doubt this is the most deadly strain of government management. This is the most deadly strain of tyranny I have ever seen doing in-depth historical studies of human societies for more than 8,000 years. I have studied how humans organize themselves, how they operate. I understand what the greater tyrannies have been in history. I have studied them from different perspectives, and I'm telling you, this is the most savage, vicious, reprobate, heartless, soulless, ruthless group of murdering scum you can imagine. They will stage massive terror attacks, including vaporizing entire cities, if it's what it takes for them to get total power. We have got to expose the New World Order now and who they are. Because if they know enough people know who they are, they will move into a less aggressive stance and go dormant. But if they think they're going to be able to do this, folks, it's going to be the Ukrainian level, the Russian level, the Maoist level massacre. I know the attack pattern. There is no doubt. It is 100% certain they are going for a blood feast. I'm telling you right now, there is no doubt. And it's been taking a lot for me to even face just how real this is. Believe me, I'd rather rationalize that this isn't coming down on us like a ton of bricks, that they're going to stall, that it's just going to collapse. The collapse is their plan. They got us so domesticated, so dependent, right where they want us, mind-controlled. They've been drugging the water supply on record. And think about that alone, on record, knowingly. Oh, God. It's all I can do to not evacuate with my children, because I love them so much. But I love everybody else's children, too. And I'm not going to run off somewhere and be hunted down later. I'm going to stand up. You can call it failing forward, running forward, flight forward. And that's what it is. But I am not turning tail. I'm going 110% into these people. And I know I'm not up to the job. Lord knows I'm not perfect. And Lord knows you're not either. But you got to just have guts and stand up and do what you can. And just start swinging at these bastards, exposing them. I don't care how you do it. You just get the word out right now. These poor domesticated public has no idea the jaws, the iron bear trap they're in. They have no idea what's tangled up around them. They have no idea what they've been caught up in. God almighty, it's hard for me to even face it psychologically. Because it's so scientific. It's so creeping. It's so wicked. It's so in our face. My God, they're training the whole army that any protest is illegal and getting them ready for total martial law publicly. They got bills all introduced to ban free speech openly, and they're pushing it in the news, trying to pass it. Cyberbullying Act and a bunch of others and new federal agencies to do it. I mean, they are coming at us hard, ladies and gentlemen, and they're selling secret lists where you can't have jobs. They're saying if you have bad credit, you're not going to be able to own a gun because you're going to be on the no-fly list. And that's going to become a list for jobs, everything. As Homeland Security said, Americans on secret list. A whole Bill of Rights, the whole Constitution thrown out. The new regulatory reform bill. I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, head of the Treasury, former head of the Treasury on yesterday, head of policy. Former Wall Street Journal editor saying, yes, a predatory government's looting and stealing everything. And yes, this is the Federal Reserve setting up an open dictatorship above the government. Private bank. Ron Paul's on record saying it. Judge Napolitano's on record saying it. But Fox News won't put him. They won't put him on Fox News. All these people on the internet go, look, Fox News is putting him on TV. That's the internet only. The time he had me on, it was only internet. They're not going to put that on TV. God help us. This doesn't have to happen. It's so over the top. We got to have the equivalent of a Nazi/Soviet takeover because the yuppies won't stand up. They're too busy riding around in their little shorts on their bikes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to open the phones up in this hour. I'm going to continue going over the news as best I can. In fact, in the next segment, I'm going to do a huge roundup and try to not divert off in only one story when I start reading it. But I want to open the phones up. What do you think about the big picture? Open bills introduced to ban free speech, Cyberbullying Act and others. Open bills to allow the Attorney General to ban any guns he wants or all guns at one time. Ban their manufacture. Other bills where he can put you on secret lists where you can't own guns, can't have jobs, openly announced, the heart of tyranny, the army saying all protest is an act of terrorism, ACLU publicly, you know, talking about it. It's not just me putting the manual up. You know, they're even talking about it for all you idiots in denial out there. This isn't a game. I can't believe it. And I'm going to get into Iran. That's the big news in North Korea. But I have trouble while they're about to start World War III with North. That's why they're gearing up and cracking down, and Homeland Security is being set up to make sure we go along with World War III. It's to make sure we're good little slaves and babysit us while we give our sons and daughters to the giant global New World Order war machine. And we're going to have the nice liberal leading us into war. I think they're going to stage terror attacks. I think they're going to go ahead and do something with Iran or North Korea unless we hit our knees and ask God to give us a reprieve and start living different and start showing God that we're not going to be part of this evil. I mean, people are like, well, what do we do? What do we do? I don't know. You better go to your church and stand up and speak. You better make copies of films and put them up, micro FMs, carrying this show and others. You better tell everybody about the AM and FM stations we're on. Other people you think are putting on good work, tell people about that. Call Congress, do banner hangs on highways. Go crazy. We need all of you out there that have been bunkering down for 10 years and hiding out who could see this coming. We need you to stop hiding and get in the fight, man. This is the battle. You know, they didn't hide at the Alamo, folks. They were right up there on the parapets, and they paid with their lives. But out of their sacrifice, people saw the honorable human spirit standing up for liberty. And it kindled a great fire in the other Texans. It's the same thing at Bunker Hill, same thing at Lexington and Concord. And let me tell you something, folks. Make no mistake, I am at the Alamo right here, right now. Make no mistake, I am under attack from every side. Make no mistake, the enemy is encamped around me, and I've gotten letters out to you telling you never give up, victory or death. We are going to win this thing. Okay? We win by fighting. We win by striving. We win by committing. We win by not being cowards. This life is a test, ladies and gentlemen. And all I'm afraid of is the New World Order putting you on Prozac. I was reading, was it 26% increase in Prozac-type drug uses in the last year alone? I mean, they're totally drugging everybody. I mean, it's just, it's 1984 Brave New World craziness. You know how you beat the New World Order? Husbands and wives, stop fighting with each other. Stop cheating on each other. Stop going out and acting tough at the bar instead of taking care of your kids. Get your souls back. And I'm not on some high horse. None of us are perfect. Get right with who you are. Get right with being a human being on this planet and fighting for our little sad species that's got so much potential, but almost so much bad in us. And all the things we've done wrong, we got to be ashamed of ourselves. We're here on an incredible planet with incredible technology, with an incredible future ahead of us for our species. Don't you understand those that came before us are living on through us? We're going to live on through those that come. And when you finally dial into that fact that you are in the middle of majesty and wonderment and should be joyful, joyful at creation and thankful and go completely past fear into an entirely different dimension and commit. then your soul is beyond their reach forever. It is in the cosmos. We'll be right back, and I'll try to focus in on the news, the horror, when we get back. Total transmission straight ahead. The resistance continues.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, now look, I'm just going to go ahead and go to your phone calls now because I don't want to just calmly, like it's no big deal, just kind of halfway report on this Iran situation and North Korea. I've got that in my stack. I'm going live at prisonplanet.tv at the bottom of this hour in 22 minutes. And I'm going to start simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv with the radio so I can play this video clip of this young lady being shot and killed. Some folks are saying it's fake. I've seen a few people die. If it is fake, it is Academy Award winning. It's the best dying scene I've ever seen. It's real. And watching that woman's soul pour out of her really touches your heart. But you've got to remember the larger mind control involved in all of this. Now, it could have been staged who shot her, and it does look staged the way it was filmed. But that I can't be 100% about. So there's something going on here, but this woman is dying. A communication in her eyes as she realizes she's about to die and that blood comes pouring out of her mouth. I've seen people die, and that's it. So, again, either this woman is Academy Award winning like nothing I've ever seen. I can tell you right now it's real. So we're going to go over that coming up. Yeah, and it's being shown all over CNN to freak people out and scare them. I don't particularly like showing a snuff film on air, but that's this is war. And I guess they showed those little kids running around on Walter Cronkite, CBS News, with their napalm with their skin hanging off. So we'll show this. That's coming up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, they're not going to show you the kids with their arms and legs blown off when they start bombing Iran. No, then they won't even let the news show the Marines torturing a puppy to death, because that might turn you against the war. But, boy, if they had Al CIA to torturing a puppy, they'd show it. A little yellow lab picked out of central casting for the job. God, these people are sick. So we'll go over that. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning to you, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Well, Alex, you sound on the verge of tears today. You might even have a few rolling down your face. I don't have internet here, so I'm reading everything from your voice, which is pretty accurate usually. And remember you said yesterday on your show that you're about 2 inches away from moving your wife and children out of the country to a place of safety. You know, I put these kind of things together, and with the, like I was mentioning to John Harmon a moment ago, that, you know, you have a much wider picture on average detail-wise of what's really going on a day-to-day basis and where things are up to this point in time as far as the progress of the New World Order evildoers and the implementation of their agenda to bring us all down to our demise here. And, Alex, I'd just like to take about a minute or so to go over something, and if you bear with me.
Sure, go ahead.
Despite the great and ever-increasing rate of the dissemination of the true facts, which fully expose the structure and objective of evil in this country as well as the whole world, we see essentially that the streets are dead silent relative to any form of protest from the people of the world concerning the nefarious and evil plan to destroy us all in short order with very cruel and painful methods. So what's holding people back from being outraged to the degree that the voices
they
of the world...
They don't have fluoridated water in places like Iran. Notice the first thing they wanted to do in Iraq once they've been liberated was fluoridate their water, and they do now. They also force them to buy GMO seeds. That's the only kind allowed to be shipped in. So they'll soon be docile as well. They sap the strength, as General Jack T. Ripper says. It's all about throwing it in our face in that film. You know, the precious essence. I mean, really, it attacks the organs. It attacks all the hormone, endocrine releases. And so it really is the sodium fluoride and all the other things they're putting in the water supply. But I appreciate your call. The reason I'm freaked out is I've always known the New World Order was real. I've always known they were eugenicists. It's one thing to know they were setting it all up. It's another thing to finally be getting deeper and deeper into it every day and realize that this is really happening. I mean, this is real, folks. We really have the same people that ran the Nazis and the Soviets and the Maoists in control, and they openly brag about it, and they mean business. And we've got a cowed, kind of broke back, given up public. Now, living, I've seen a lot of fights. Been in a lot of fights. A lot. I found out a lot of areas in the country aren't like where I grew up. People don't act like animals and beat the hell out of each other and beat each other to death on a routine basis. But growing up where I did in Dallas, that was the culture. And I've seen a lot of stuff, and then in college and things later. You ever seen a big guy beating up on a little guy, and it seems like he's giving up and he's being beaten, and all of a sudden the little guy, or it could be another big guy fighting another big guy, all of a sudden just decides to fight back and goes wild and opens up a can and just explosively is unstoppable? And so don't think just because a lot of people are laying down and rolling over that it's not building up to a tempest. The problem is we're thinking 2, 3, 4 moves ahead, and the New World Order's thinking 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100. They've got mathematical computer algorithms for human sociology and psychology they've been testing. And humanity is unpredictable, but as unpredictable as they are predictable. There's a predictable quantum equation within the chaos. And so that's why people are like, all right, Americans are out buying guns en masse, getting ready for war. And whereas I say it's a good thing you're out buying guns to defend yourself, protect yourself, and yeah, that's not good for the New World Order, still, there's a method in the madness of the establishment. And I just, because they'll sit offshore while the police and military and citizens all kill each other. You think they care? I don't have some, no, the word is, the proper word I'm not going to use because it's somewhat vulgar. I'm not excited wanting to get in a fight with the police and military. I'm not looking for it. I don't have a, I'm not aroused is, you know, what the term's connotations are. I'm not out there looking for it. Something I don't want. I want peace. But peace at any price, peace at being enslaved and cornered and shot up with chemical weapons, that's not peace. I have an inherent right as a sentient being, and I declare my right against the eugenicists to live and to not be exterminated by them, and I have an inherent right to fight them. But they want to have a fight. It's not a fight the first wave is going to win, or the second, or the third. But after we're done rioting and killing for 2-3 years, they will move in as the saviors. They'll even repudiate the group they've got in power now that's going to carry this out. You understand how that works? That's why the globalists are such masters. This isn't a Hitler or a Mao or a Stalin where the group in power really is in power, just being funded by the bankers. And then they play off other power structures and factions off against the wind-up toy or faction they've created. They're now down to the end game where they control almost every faction completely and are playing the factions off against humanity itself. And there's a few rogue pieces left that are wild cards, but they're cornered nations. And they really hate Iran because the Iranians are fighters. They're smart. They're certainly not perfect. But their elite is idealistic and really thinks they're fighting the New World Order, and they are. And so they're loaded for bear, ready to go all the way to the wall. The New World Order hates it, so they're encircling them. And it's just totally sick. It's absolutely sick. Because the New World Order are a bunch of intelligent, ruthless, pot-bellied, weak pieces of garbage, but they're intellectually very strong. They're very sick people. They love hurting humanity. They love hurting innocents. They get off on it. It's what they are. And they think they're going to be able to carry this out, and they got a good chance of being able to do it, folks. But I'm telling you, you don't have any chance but to wake up and break your conditioning and come out of the cage they've got you in mentally and realize this is real. Let's go to Angel in Pennsylvania. Angel, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How are you?
Worldwide transmission. What's on your mind?
I was browsing YouTube today and came across the, you know, White House YouTube page, and I noticed that it says here that the First Lady Michelle Obama officially kicked off the United We Serve. It's a call to all Americans to join a volunteer effort this summer going into September 11th to be a part of building a new foundation for America. And I just want to say that you really hit the nail on the head. You guys have been talking about how they were going to start to promote this thing hardcore come September 11th. And, you know, we're really in for a big, big,
well, just to be clear, we didn't hit anything on the head. I mean, it's all announced. They're going to incrementally just start arresting people for their speech, SWAT team people for their legal guns, putting everybody on list. And they're just going to do it. I mean, they've got bills, sir, to openly seize everybody's property with any water on it, including rainwater. I mean, you can't. It says they can just take any property they want that has any water on it, period. Well water, aquifer, it's over. I mean, the little criminal city council in Austin stole over 20,000 acres off claiming it was for aquifers. And then the mayors and people openly own the hotels and condos they build on stolen property. I mean, it's just laughing with armed troops around them. It's just mafia evil everywhere. I mean, oh, God, help us.
I just want to say, I know it's tough for you because this is really big for you, but keep doing what you're doing, man. You are the reason why we have, you give us that belief that we can actually win this. We can take over. So we need you to keep doing this. We need you to keep on. Don't give up, buddy. Don't give up.
No, I'm not going to give up. The issue is I can't believe how obvious it is. And some people are waking up. I just can't believe it's happening. I'm mourning for humanity in my country. That's really what this is. This is horrible. I'm an American. My family's been here for 300 plus years.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 22nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.33, $475.17 for a half ounce, and $237.58 for a quarter ounce. That's $950.33, $475.17, and $237.58.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
Jaron and Paul Hartman are handing me articles they're printing, and they're so fast. And every article I see reminds me of hundreds of previous ones we've covered. See, because when you do this full time, you get a clearer picture. I remember the London Guardian and New York Times about 6 years ago. I made a huge deal out of it. They said under new national compulsory service in the UK and the US, one of the jobs of the youth corps and the senior corps, the government's going to give you a computer. So when you hear these free programs for computers, oh, everybody should have a computer. It then randomly dials you into a city, tells you the tattletale phone numbers, and then has you watch people off the city cameras. Now, by law, they're going to try to make all the private businesses, Chicago's already doing this, wire into the police. And so people, by law, will be wired in watching your office and you, not just outside but inside. And no, people don't believe me. Print me this. Houston police chief wants cameras inside homes. In your house. And they got cameras in the school bathrooms now. And they go, oh, yeah, we film the children while they use the bathroom. Remember in Tennessee, visiting group of 11-year-old basketball girls? I guess they were in the seventh grade or something. And they were, after the basketball game, they went to take showers and panic. There was a panic, it said, with girls running out into the street screaming with their parents picking them up, waiting outside, saying there's a camera in the shower. And the police said, what's the big deal? We film all the girls and boys naked. That was in the Tennessee, and they just said, it's normal. See, that's a psychological warfare thing. Yeah, we film your naked children. There could be crime in the showers. It's for your safety. You're not feeling well. You don't think it's normal to have your children videotaped naked. Same thing in Sacramento. The police watch the kids, and they go, what's the big deal? You're not wanting to hurt them, are you? See, this is all psychologists, psychiatrists run. It's all a big joke to them to just shock you with incredible stuff. And then just legitimize it. But here it is, Lancaster, PA, keeping a close eye on itself. A vast and growing web of security cameras monitors the city of 55,000 operated by a private group of self-appointed gatekeepers. There's been surprisingly little outcry. Los Angeles Times. And it's the same thing all over the world, but by law, and that's what the New York Times is now admitting, the SecureCorps people are going to sit it, and it said, so they don't watch the locals. They'll watch somebody else in another city. And the New York Times reported 5-6 years ago, I remember the article that said, to make sure people stay on their toes, the government's going to place computer-generated fake crimes over the video images. Yeah, it's going to be fake. Just like they simulate fake terror attacks, and then 2 days later say, that bus that got blown up in Belton, Texas, that car that got blown up in Belton, Texas 2 days ago, that wasn't a terror attack like we said. Yeah, they say terrorists have hit all over the, and then people freak out. Why is it on national news? And they all panic and come down to the mayor's office, and then they go, it's a drill. Then it becomes a rumor they were hit by terrorists. See, it's all psych warfare. Well, it's the same thing here where they then superimpose fake terrorists over regular city video shots to then test and see if the citizens groups that are volunteering, but in the future it's compulsory, they're saying, are really watching the computer screen. And it says, it's too boring because there's never any real crime, so we do simulations to make it interesting. See? To test and see if the tattling's working well, to create the psychological subconscious picture in the mind that there really are terror attacks and mass shootings going on. It's a video feed with a video game, almost indistinguishable from reality, overlaid to create the psychological illusion of terror attacks. Just like these federally funded drills in Michigan and Texas and all over that have been in the news where the police come show up at elementary so the kids don't know it's fake. They call them out in the parking lot. They drill, shooting them in the head. The children cry. Teachers collapse thinking it's real. That's happened in Minnesota. One case we had the lady on, they came and told her, we're going to kill you. Took the kids out in the woods behind the school, out of the portal building, and said, you're all going to die now. Woman's now a basket case. Kids defecating on themselves. And they said, we are homeschoolers here to kill you. We are pro-Second Amendment homeschoolers. We are homeschoolers against public education. And then the parents hear about it later and say it was a drill for homeschoolers killing us. And then the hate goes on the homeschoolers because the public is under mind control to accept whatever the police say. So they psychologically engage in double think, triple think, Crime Stop, as Orwell said, and decide it's the homeschooler's fault. So now the trauma-based mind control torture is placed off of the police, who deserve the blame for the mind control op, onto homeschoolers. This is how a re-education camp works, but all of America is now a giant re-education camp with the television sets bombarding us, the schools, the corporate workplaces, all of the sensitivity training, all mass programming. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be simulcasting for the next 2 hours and 27 minutes that we have left in the syndicated broadcast. We normally simulcast the last 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv, but some days we simulcast more, obviously. Big news blitz coming up right now. I want to hit what's really happening in Iran and in North Korea right now and how on this global grand chessboard all of this feeds in and is connected. The establishment crafts its propaganda to be very lowbrow, very simple, targeting the largest swath of the population, the lowest common denominator. And so John Bolton, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all the planners from Bush and Obama are all publicly bragging that they're staging all this in Iran right now. But they're like the match that lights the fire. The fire takes on a life of its own. And the people rioting have some legitimate claims. So this isn't a black and white issue. You have to pull back geopolitically and decide what is most moral to support and what is most moral to do. And I have wrestled with this. That's why for a week I said I couldn't really comment. I said my heart is with the protesters, but I said that can be deceiving what's being presented. There's a fog of disinformation and war. But now we have a very clear picture. And so over a week into the rioting and death on both sides, I can comment on that. And North Korea, just the situation is, it is very, very grave, very, very serious. Rivaling the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s, we've seen nothing of this magnitude since then. And it's clear on every front, the New World Order is launching offensives against free humanity on the grand chessboard, trying to take out the last few countries they don't control. Obviously, North Korea is horrible. Obviously, the mullahs are corrupt, do a lot of bad stuff. They're not as sophisticated or one-tenth as evil as the globalists, but and not a threat to this nation, certainly. But you know, the issue is the globalists can go, oh, look, we're fighting North Korea, we're fighting the mullahs. Why is that happening now, though? What's the bigger picture? And what is the history? And, of course, the mullahs are in about five different blocks as well and constantly fighting with each other. So I could criticize the mullahs that are hereditarily related to Muhammad. But then it's almost like a legislature. It's like a royal system, but it's also legislative because the system votes their own people in and out. And then they, of course, do allow free elections. That's been documented. So it's a very, very strange system they created. But if you're going to criticize it because it is bloodline related, you can't be on these councils unless you're related to Muhammad from Saudi Arabia. What's Saudi Arabia today? Mecca. You know, the problem is to try to get people a detailed breakdown. It's so complex. That's why it's just easy for the government to go, oh, look, they're killing innocent women. Let's attack them. Oh, yes, with smart bombs. So, oh, smart bomb hit the wrong building, killed 300. Oh, another hit a car and killed 50 around it. Yeah, little kids, arms and legs blown off. We're not going to show you the little kids. You know, there are those videos out on the web of a little kid with his his bottom half blown off, crawling, and then the lights going out of his eyes, just like a light bulb turning off. I mean, we could show you that. We don't show you that to make you be anti-war because it's so horrid. We are forced to show the footage they're showing on CNN and Fox, though, in many cases unedited. Been watching CNN this morning. Sometimes they show her dying and the blood pouring out. Then other times they blur the face. So I don't know what the psyop is there. Or it may just be different producers call on it. But we're going to show you the unedited video. Some people distrust the media so much they're saying it's fake. If it's fake, we know Jerry Bruckheimer on record staged the rescue of Jessica Lynn, time passes. Who was the girl, Jessica Lynch? Yeah, Lynch. I mean, that's admitted. Jerry Bruckheimer told the BBC that Iraqis saved her. The U.S. had already taken over that area. The Iraqi doctors came to their checkpoint and said, we have an American here. And some dead from the shootout on the road. The Republican Guard has pulled back. So they said, okay, we'll be there in a little while. Sent troops, met with them, said, okay, we're going to come get the bodies. And then stage kicking in the doors and beating up the doctors. And, you know, the doctors were in there trying to kill her. And then Lynch later said, no, they saved us and this is all fake. And I didn't fight the people off. They wanted to sell women in the military. Then the family of the people that actually did fight the Republican Guard off and got killed, Hispanic gentlemen, they came and murdered some of those families. I remember this was in the news. The people that survived in her unit would be cooking hamburgers in their backyard in Phoenix, and a guy in a black uniform would pop up and double tap him in the head from 25 yards, you know, special ops murders. That was in the news at the time, but I'm already digressing. You know, you see fake stuff like that, but Bruckheimer, I don't think, could do a woman dying, the light going out of her eyes like this. If you haven't seen somebody die up close, and I've seen it repeatedly, you don't know reality when you're seeing it. Now, they could have morphed over a woman's face, another woman dying in a hospital of a car wreck or something. You know, they got tricks, but it's hard to fake somebody really dying. All the Hollywood movies I've seen, when somebody goes, you know, and dies, they're trying to fake it, but it just isn't like watching the soul go out of somebody, the essence. It's anybody who's seen somebody die up close has seen it. I mean, their eyes will be open, and you literally just see the light go out of them. It's like, there's something like coming out. But side issue, very, very touching, very, very poignant. And I'm sure she thought when she was out there protesting that it was a great thing she was doing. And you can't help but support her. And it's designed so that they can bomb all the water treatment plants and all the schools and all the colleges and kill over a million, just like Iraq. Well, they've killed 1,300,000 in Iraq, according to British medical journal Lancet, who's nonpartisan and highly respected. And Iran has almost, well, it's more than double. It's almost triple. They got almost three times the population of Iraq. And when the U.S. funded the attack on Iran in the 80s, that killed over 1.5 million Iranians and 300,000 Iraqis. So the Iranians won't give up. So I'd probably say that if they just bombard them, it'll kill, to blow up their infrastructure, 60,000-70,000. But if they actually do some type of big civil war or invasion out of Iraq, millions, millions. And so you got to ask yourself, you want to get all emotional and call for the attack on Iran? Do you want to, say, turn it into a glass parking lot because that woman died? How about we nuke? And because they're talking about using nukes against Iran. You know, how about we kill a million? Because this one woman's dead. How about we kill whole houses full of kids and whole houses full of women? See, they always dehumanize the Iraqis and never show you on the news the dead kids and the dead families and the troops sitting off the side of the road shooting truckloads of families and laughing about it as the families fall out dead. And the military says, well, the troops thought they were threatened by the family. And on the audio, they're laughing. But see, when they want to make them humans, oh, look at this beautiful young lady. And they'll show the Iranian people, and folks are like, well, they look like us, or a lot like us. They look, you know, like clean-cut, sharp, smart people. I thought they were saying, you know, N-words, glass parking lot. You know, it's this sickening attitude. Let's nuke them. But see now, oh, our humanity, oh. Meanwhile, the police are being overrun. The revolution looks like it's being beaten back for now, but you never know. This stage color revolution. They're attacking and killing police, beating them to death all over the country on video. And the police, when huge crowds are climbing up the barricades, setting buildings on fire, are selectively shooting people to drive them back. And that's how the revolution in Lexington and Concord began. But that was a real revolution of the colonies, and you better believe that Sam Adams was there manipulating the whole situation. But he believed their cause was right. They wanted to have the confrontations. They wanted to get the fight started. So you got to morally decide who's running this fight and isn't moral. And when you find out the CIA and the New World Order, the ones putting IQ reducer in your tap water, the ones shooting your kids up with mercury and saying mercury's good for children's brains on the news, when you realize they're the ones, no doubt, orchestrating this, even the CIA even picking the color green, because that's the Islamic color. This guy's an Islamicist insider. The guy tied into the CIA on record from the Iran-Contra situation as the foreign minister making the Iran-Contra deal. Even beforehand, he's the main spook of anybody in the Iranian government, this is the guy the most hooked up with the West. And so you got to ask yourselves, why are they showing you this woman and not the videos of women being shot with 50 cals for target practice entertainment at 2,000 yards away, as described by newspapers like the London Guardian, London Telegraph, in front of British reporters, U.S. Marines with 50 cals shot a woman with a three-year-old holding her hand walking down the desert path and just made a bet in front of them about, I bet I can blow her effing head off, and then did it. It was described in the paper by the news, and the newspaper people attacked the Marines and said, what's your problem? And the Marines screamed, we'll kill more effing little children. We love it. And it described the devil tattoos and everything on them. I mean, this is evil. And the reporters had souls and were like, you just blew that woman's head off like she was a watermelon you bought at the store. And, you know, shot with a 30-odd six to watch it shatter. Or like a milk jug full of water. When I was a kid growing up, we used to go down to the farm. My dad would put a little gasoline in a milk cart and stick a rag in it, light it, and shoot it. Boom, you know. Having a little fun with a milk cart. No, let's do it with a woman with a three-year-old she's holding by the hand. This is confirmed. Oh, but you're not going to want to hear about that. You want to hear about this so you can then hate the Iranians and go in there and blow that country back to kingdom come, just like Serbia, just like Iraq. Anybody tries to build their own country, that's a first world nation, 65% urbanized. Tehran looks like New York City in the mountains. It's gorgeous. Go look at it. But see, they got to have their water fluoridated. They got to eat GMO. They got to have that light. They look like people in old photos from the 30s and 40s that have that light in their eyes, that are awake and alive. You look at Americans, it's like, because we're drugged out. We're entertained out. We don't have that spark, folks. They want to, they're in Serbia now. They fluoridated their water. Oh, we invaded just to do this because we care about you. You're not going to complain anymore after this. Drink up. You understand how diabolical this is? Let's go ahead and read you some of this. I'm going to play the video. Iran fury as YouTube screens last moments of woman shot dead at Democratic rally. See, they're using Twitter, which they admit the CIA was pushing these Twitters out day one. John Bolton's bragging about it. I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on for 45 minutes, former Wall Street Journal editor, syndicated columnist, as he went through all the admissions. The White House admits Bush and Obama, they're running these covert ops at destabilization. Now, the kids have been oppressed. There is oppression there, like any government. I'm not defending it. The issue is this is a false revolution. And these kids don't understand, it's they don't intend the revolution to win. It is meant to make Iran look bad in the American people and British people's eyes and Europeans' eyes, so there can be a bombardment of Iran using many nukes that Israel says they're getting ready to do. Remember Jerome Corsi? I want to get back on about this. Like, let's say, you know, that guy's all hooked up into this stuff. And he's like, suddenly about a year ago, oh, I don't want to attack Iran now, Alex. He had been back when that was the Bush policy. Then he shifts to, oh, no, we need to fund their revolution because the Iranian people don't like their government. Which a lot of them, it's true. But the issue is the globalists don't have something good in mind for Iran. They have something bad in mind. Dehumanization, destruction of their infrastructure. So, going over the story, Iran furious YouTube screens last moments of woman shot dead at democracy rally. An Iranian woman looks up at the camera as she lies dying on the streets of Tehran after Saturday's democratic protest. Blood starts to pour from her mouth and her nose. Yeah, she gets hit in the heart. Aorta's blowing. It's going into her lungs. It's horrible. And, boy, you can tell. She's been hit. She's realizing, oh, my God. And just her eyes just blaze with life force. It's just like a sun when it's about to burn out. First gets real bright, or a light bulb when it's about to burn out gets real bright. The universe is all the same. Just like her eyes go like, I'm young. I wanted to have kids. I wanted to live. And they go, she's dead. I mean, it's very touching. So we're going to go ahead and roll this tape. Here it is, unedited. Are we playing the CNN or the raw footage? Raw footage, go ahead and roll it.
Hey,
Yeah, you can't fake that. Now, when they bombard Iran, there's little kids laying dead everywhere, and there's dead women all over the place, and there's people screaming and crying. You're not going to see it on the news. You're just going to see boom, boom, as buildings are blowing up. Pull up shock and awe. Pull up the 2003 bombardment of Baghdad for folks. You're going to get to sit back and pop beer. Them bastards killed that girl. And you're going to sit there while people are dying by the hundreds every time one of those 2,000-pound bombs goes off. And the United States government, hijacked by the foreign bankers, admits on record that they're funding four Al-Qaeda groups inside Iran, which is Shiite, the opposite group of Islam, to destabilize them. Blowing up mosques, bombing school buses, killing whole mosques full of people, whole blown to bits. Oh, but that's on Iranian TV. That's not on TV here. And our criminal government admits they're doing it. Like, do something, Iran. Do something. We're going to nuke you. Oh, you won't fight back. We're going to fund a revolution.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a long-term
food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
This is the end.
beautiful prayer. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
I haven't even gotten into the North Korea situation. New World Order's moving on all fronts. They're moving here domestically, saying all protest is terror. That's another thing. You see this poor woman get killed. I've got lots of footage of cops beating Americans and British to death and shooting you with rubber bullets and killing you. And footage of cops shooting Americans handcuffed in the back and then not getting in trouble. Remember this woman dies after head injury sustained after Red Sox win. Talk about a way of spinning it. We could play the video of this. Cops walk up, shoot her at less than 10 feet in the face. She comes walking out of a bar, journalism student, no criminal record. And the cop, maybe we should pull that up, shoots her right in the face with a rubber bullet shotgun. He knows you're not supposed to shoot you any more than 35, 40 feet, depending on the load. I mean, they know that kills people. He didn't care. He shot her. Her eye went back in her brain. She died. Now, you're not going to see that. She died in minutes. You're not going to see, up-close video footage. The police fought to not release their own internal video. I never saw that. I saw chopper video of him like 10 feet away shooting her right in the face. I mean, right in the face. She comes walking out. He thinks it's a video game. He wants to have some fun tonight. He's bored in this stormtrooper outfit. You die, lady. Now, are we going to have a foreign government bombard the entire United States because they killed this woman? Again, we don't know who shot this woman in the chest, but we know at these rallies, if you pull back with the footage, they're burning cars, burning buildings, moving up, attacking and beating the police to death. The police are going to shoot you. It's going to happen. And again, that's the facts here, is that they want to go bombard Iran and not show you all the dead kids, but they want to show you this woman dying. Show them shock and awe, folks. Now, they don't show you the up-close people getting killed when it's the globalist attacking a country. They will only show you from a distance. And it's like, oh, look at the fireworks display, honey. Oh, look, flashes in the night sky. Oh, how dare those Iraqis shoot their primitive anti-aircraft up into the sky. Those dirty terrorists. We're only blowing up all their... Oh, there you go. Oh, we blew up a whole apartment building full of men, women, and children. Oh, it's just war. These things happen. The Japanese, even though they tried to surrender unconditionally, they deserved to have Hiroshima and Nagasaki A-bombed. Even though the Flying Tigers, for a year and a half before they attacked Pearl Harbor, were attacking them in China. Oh, and again, I'm just stating the facts here. So it'll be nice distance photos of skyscrapers being blown up full of people. But when it suits them, they'll show you the woman up close gasping and fighting for her life. I'm going to get into North Korea after some more calls and then another big, huge news blitz. And I have a Texas state senator coming on with about the police all over the country robbing everybody. And finally, because of you getting the word out, mainstream media is admitting the new Federal Reserve takeover bill is over all of government, total dictatorship of the Fed. We're going to talk about that as well. So Jim, Beverly, John, Lou, and others, that is coming up. Before I end this hour, I need to start thanking sponsors. I only have one sponsor an hour, but I always wait till the end of the show to start plugging them, so I need to get to those now. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the name in high-quality, storable foods. They have just incredibly good prices, non-GMO, non-hybrid, clean, healthy, grown right here in the United States food. Really tasty stuff as well. 1-800-409-5633. Get prepared. Get some storable food. Stop trusting the system. Get self-sufficient, ladies and gentlemen. I have bought my storable food from them. That's why I got them as a sponsor. I'm like, hey, this is actually good storable food. The other stuff I bought is junk. I'll call them and get them as a sponsor. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bottom line, the CIA is using a powers structure split in Iran as a pretext to then demonize the country worldwide to make it look like a popular revolution so they can launch military strikes on them. The committee of experts can kick anybody off the ballot they want. And so they allow you to run for president. That means they've already selected you. So they let the people choose from who they choose, kind of like what we have here with the big banks owning both parties. Just a little bit more of the illusion. And this guy that supposedly said he won, he announced that he'd won hours before the polls even closed. Classic CIA op. Remember, the CIA and MI6 overthrew Iran in 53. The pro-West Mohammad Mossadegh, just because he wouldn't give them all the oil money, he wanted to modernize the country. They used radical Muslims to do that. Then bait and switch, put the Shah in. The Shah's son is running around wanting to go take back over at the press club. It's on CNN. It's just disgusting lies about oppression when his dad killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of torture under CIA command. I mean, it's just hypocritical. Don't call yourselves the good guys, and don't say you're the good guys. The people running our country, the New World Order running our country, want to destroy our liberties and freedoms, and they'll treat us just like the Iranians if they can get away with it. Okay, our common enemy is the New World Order. Does that mean I love all the mullahs? No. Kim Jong-il's another subject. Pure evil. Just as evil as the globalists, just not as smart, not over as big a kingdom. And they're going to use that little demon as a pretext, so I'm going to cover that after the break. Right now, let's keep taking calls. Jim in Ohio, you're on the air, Jim.
Maranatha, Alex, Semper Fi. I just wanted to tell you that, you know that Green Corps thing that you talked about? People were joining felons and stuff? Well, my nephew, he's in the jail right now, and he's qualifying to join that, and he was a former Army Ranger. And the other thing I saw was a movie on TV the other day called Pentalute or something like that, and it was a girl born part pig. She had a pig nose, pig ears, like that there. And as far as the war things goes, these have been going on just like this. You can trace it clear back far in history. They use people for their bullets and their things to do whatever they want to do. It's always been done that way. And then thanks for what you're doing. Maranatha.
Maranatha. I'm ignorant. But what does that mean? I remember vaguely what it means. I can't look up Maranatha, see what that means. Let's talk to Beverly in Georgia. Beverly, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Beverly.
Oh, good afternoon, Alex. I've just got a couple of quick points that I wanted to tell you about, and thank you for waking me up to Ron Paul. I was honored to volunteer for him when I was living in South Carolina. You know, you've seen those pictures that went across the internet of Iraqi women and holding up pictures of signs saying, thank you, Mr. Bush, and thank you, America, and stuff like that? You familiar
yes.
with that?
Yes, okay. In English, all staged.
Right, exactly.
It's now admitted that was all staged. No, it was run by Ahmed Jalabi on record. Yeah.
Absolutely. My cousin is married to one of the spin doctors for the Air Force. Before that ever went on the internet, it ruined my Christmas to see that one time. And so if anybody that sees that, and it's still going around, and it's just disgusting. That
well, they use 3-year-old video of Palestinians celebrating an election and said that was them celebrating 9/11. It's just all lies.
It sure is. It sure is, and people need to understand, whenever I get that video or those pictures now, I write in what I know and I send it around and tell them you better wake up.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. By the way, I'm not even trying to prove my point about this being a setup in Iran. BBC's had to retract. It's admitted. CNN's doing it. They crop photos of Ahmadinejad supporters and then say that they're really supporting his opposition. I mean, they're just faking everything. They probably shot this woman themselves, and we're all ready for it. It's disgusting.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is a war on for your mind. Going back to your phone calls, and I'm going to get into what's happening in the Korean Peninsula, not just Iran, and the larger chessboard. We've talked about Iran the last 30 minutes or so. Now I'm going to get into what's happening in Korea. And this ship that's going to be intercepted by the John McCain Sr., or I guess John McCain the Second, the father of John McCain, the senator, the recent Republican presidential candidate, going to intercept the ship. And North Korea says, if you mess with our ship, we're going to launch nuclear weapons. and their history is they may do it. And then the globalists don't have to stage a terror attack. Kim Jong-il will fire a nuke at Hawaii. I mean, it just, there's no end to it. They're just poking the psychopath who's dying of cancer and had strokes, about to transfer power to his 23-year-old son. Another example of governments, of communists, of, you know, hereditary power, just the corruption. I'm telling you, in 50 years, if this continues in the U.S., this bad, we'll have kings. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they set up. Okay, going back to Beverly in Georgia. Go ahead, Beverly.
Yeah, Alex, one other thing I wanted to tell you about. I was at a recent bluegrass festival in South Carolina, met a young man by the name of Jesse who was just getting ready to be deployed to Afghanistan. Think this was going to be his second time there. And this kid is just, he's just a kid. We were talking a little bit, and I asked him if he had ever heard of the Iraqi veterans that were against the war and some of the other groups and about yourself, Ron Paul, and he wasn't. And as we were talking, what little bits that he would talk to me, he looked at me and he had tears in his eyes and he said, "If you knew what I knew." And I said, "What are you trying to tell me? Won't you tell me what you want, you know, what's going on?" He said, "I never want to go back there. We don't need to be there, but I got to go." And I said, "No, I don't think you've got to go. I think you need to start looking at some of these groups that are standing up." And, you know, I don't think he's the only one. I think a lot of these kids know that something is very wrong and they don't need to be there. And I really felt for that young man.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk your call now from John in Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Thank you for you and your people that are continuing to shine the light on all the cockroaches behind the curtain trying to control our lives.
We're trying our best, sir.
I'm a 54-year-old veteran, and when I was going through my training after boot camp, the Shah had all his sailors and Army men going through training in the United States. There was 10,000 Iranian sailors going through Great Lakes Training Command when I was there myself, and I've met quite a few of them. And they're just like normal Joes. They just want to live, you know, a life peaceably, be profitable for their family. And I just want to put out a word to all the ex-hippies and veterans from my era that haven't been raised on fluoridated water and everything else that's trying to control our minds. Think about everything that's happened back from the time when you were protesting in the streets for what was going on in Vietnam. We don't need another Vietnam to happen. We screwed the Vietnamese people after World War II, and we're going to end up doing the same mistake with Iraq and now Iran. It's time to put a stop to this continuing revolving door that's taken away our liberties bit by bit. Time to focus on what the real problem is behind the curtain and keep doing the good work. And we don't need to bomb Iran. We're not seeing the real story. We're only seeing what they're allowing us to see.
Absolutely. There's no doubt of that. They're admitting that these four terror groups, that three of them are Wahhabist or the Al-Qaeda. Number three in Al-Qaeda, the White House admits, is commanded by the U.S. You can't make this type of craziness up. And they're targeting and killing and bombing the police to get the police to shoot at them. And, I mean, Iran has been very restrained. It's on record. Our government admits they've been staging terror attacks there, blowing up mosques, trying to get the Muslims all hyped up. And Iran has been overthrown so many times by the West, they've learned how to deal with this. And I'm not saying they're perfect either. That's the problem with government. It's all bad. North Korea, U.S., you know, the mullahs, whatever. But it's clear the aggressor here is the West. And it's the same aggressor trying to take our rights, saying the Homeland Security thinks you're the number one threat, John. And
right, I know. I'm probably on a number of lists already.
In fact, I got a Missouri TV station reporting it like it's good and normal that anybody in the Constitution Party is a terrorist. That's coming up. I appreciate your call, and God bless you. This isn't our government. It would be bad enough if we were a tribal racial country, to go in and murder some neighbors to take over their property. And that's what most cultures do. But at least there's a group mind of we only abuse and kill these neighbors. But once you have this global society, it's the elites against the people, and they have all these tricks to play us off. They're waging war. They're engaging in predator behavior on us. And we have to get out of this tribal mode of, yeah, we're killing that enemy over there that's brown, and realize, no, it's a scientific tyranny that's doing it to all of us together. And as long as we play along with the game of this tribalism, the globalists are going to keep winning. We have to get the big picture. And I'm going to go over that after some more calls coming up. Let's talk to Lou in Illinois. Lou, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you very much for taking my call today. I wanted to thank you for the vast amount of education that you're putting out there about this. And I finally got the guts up today to sign up for the TV thing, and I just signed up, and I'm really happy with it. And the vast amount of information on there, whether it's books, videos, articles, the things that you can learn on there, it's just amazing. I can't wait to just go in there and dedicate, you know, to
let me be clear. We would give PrisonPlanet.tv out for free, but just the bandwidth of all the sites and everything's over 20 grand a month in IT. You know, it's a total of 30 with all the T1 lines and you know, all that. So we spend all our time just trying to even have the money to pay for all this when I'd rather spend it on news and information. But that's how the world works. I'm not complaining. It just holds us back. That's why we had the money bomb, so we'd have to worry so much about this for another year. You know, it supplements what we're doing. But that barely pays for the bandwidth alone. And so, yes, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. But more importantly, the films are all in high quality, so you can burn them to disc, to CD, very easy point-and-click tools. It's an arsenal, an armory of info weapons, you know, basically grenades in the info war, to go in there, burn all the films to disc, give them to people. Most new DVD players, you know, have the different systems where they can play these that are burned. DivX and other things. So, yes, thank you. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead.
Yes, and, you know, what I'm doing is and one of the things I've learned from you and what your message was and what I believe your message was to inform people, inform your friends, your neighbors, and I want to go about it in a way that I don't represent this like I'm a moron. And so what I'm doing is I'm studying hard at it, and my best friend is a Northwestern law graduate. Well, she's just getting her degree now. This girl is a genius. And I was talking to her about it, and I'm not as well educated. You know, and I started talking to her. I said, you have to hear this guy. She heard you, and she just flipped out. She's like, this guy really is smart. And now she's telling all her friends at Northwestern, you know, and it's kind of spread a little wildfire amongst her friends. And, you know, I can't thank you enough. I really idolize what you're doing. And, you know, it's given me a direction in my life as far as.
Well, let me just say this, my friend. I'm going to go ahead and finish, but don't idolize me. Idolize the successes I've had. Also learn from the mistakes I've made. That's why parents try to teach their kids something they've learned. It's not that they're high and mighty. They've been around longer. They've got the scars to prove it. They're trying to pass on by warning the children instead of them having to experience themselves. But when people think I'm so smart, I'm reading the globalist owned documents. I source them on air. These arrogant people brag how they manipulate us. I'm like just giving you a TV guide report of what they say they're going to do. That's what's so outrageous about all this. But go ahead.
Yes. And the last thing is that I have friends of mine that are Polish descent. They're new to this country. They're, you know, they want to be good Americans. And when you go and you start talking this stuff to people, they either think you're nuts or they cannot understand it. And so I don't know, you know, if this has been said before.
No. I'll tell you why the poll. Well, I mean, make your point. I'm going to tell you what's going on with the polls, but go ahead.
Yeah. A guide for, you know, InfoWar for dummies. If it could be simplified, broken down, and give us, maybe someone to write, help write, and give people like me direction of how to get out there, how to go door to door in my free time and spread this information and you know, get it going and get off our butts. We can sit here and we could say, yeah, I listen to Alex Jones. I know what's going on. But the doing of it, getting out there and doing it and informing these people.
No, I agree. But I mean, don't wait to inform people. You don't have to have some perfect handbook or have all the answers. It's almost better for you not to follow a handbook, because then the enemy can attack a handbook. If our attack profile in the info war is a unified, direct, it needs to be truly organic, truly real. But I appreciate your call. Let me explain what's happening with the polls. This is why the globalists love engineered crises. Fidel Castro is bad. Clearly, he's a thug, a tyrant. So what they do is they get the right-wing Cubans to murder, steal, deal drugs, commit assassinations, do anything, because it's for a good cause fighting that communist. But then they turn into what they're fighting or worse. And it's the same thing with the Poles. They had the communists attacking them, butchering them, slaughtering them, killing their families. They fought back. They win. They won. They see the Americans as the good guys who helped them. And so now they can't imagine 20, 30 years later that the United States is bad. They don't understand there's a group above Russia and the United States that was playing out a master chess game on record. This is all admitted. So I'll explain that when we get back.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
So they selectively show you a young woman gunned down. Now the American people say, bomb Iran, kill them all, blow up buildings full of women, just don't show them to us. It's very, very sick, selective propaganda, and it's all staged. And now I want to go ahead and start getting into North Korea situation and then back to your phone calls and a ton of other news. So let's go ahead and get into Korea. Notice how all of a sudden Obama comes in, starts trying to pass his gun ban bills, secret list for Americans, all protest is terrorism. I'm going to be covering that coming up. The bankers are openly stealing $14.8 trillion here alone and growing and counting. In Europe, setting up a dictatorship of foreign offshore banks. All of this is happening. And meanwhile, suddenly, right when Kim Jong-il is sick and dying of cancer and says he may only have a few months left, his 20-something-year-old son's about to be given power, right when the regime is in flux, there's a power transfer. All the sanctions due to North Korea is make millions more of their own people die. That's propping up that regime by the outside oppression, props up the inside oppression. The two tyrannies prop each other up. That's how this dark logic, this dark mathematics of the New World Order works. They brag about it. On top of that, the United States, ABB, Swiss company, Donald Rumsfeld, chairman of the board, in the 90s, on record, mainstream news, it's in my film, The Masters of Terror. We talk about why did they give nukes to Pakistan and North Korea? Because later they're going to start wars with them as a way to encircle Russia and China and start a war with them. And that's a film I made in 2002, and now it's happening. I mean, you know, these people are playing 10, 20, 30-year plans, and they write books about it bragging. This is not my opinion. The National Security Advisor for Obama, Zbigniew Brzezinski's bragged in two books he's written on the subject, one on the Grand Chessboard. So here it is. North Korea threatens to arm U.S. if attacked. And they're saying they're going to start pulling over any North Korean ships coming out of the country, selling any components to any nation for food, for oil, for money. Heating oil, grain, things like that. And North Korea is saying that's an act of war. And if you do that, we're going to fire a nuke at South Korea, at Hawaii, or at Japan. And they got Taipong Dong 2. Missiles. Now, Kim Jong-il's dad, the first dictator, he died on July 4th. So they always test missiles on July 4th. Their media is saying they want to attack America on July 4th. That is not what these lunatics are doing. It's a cult all about the great leader, like he's a superhero, like they're now doing for Obama or Hitler, Stalin, Iron Stalin, you know, Steel Stalin. That's what Stalin means, is steel, the man of steel. So they love the same crud. So they take anything North Korea does and also exaggerate it. They go, we're going to fire a missile, test missile into the Pacific, testing our range. And they say, oh, they're going to attack us on July 4th. So they also distort everything. But North Korea is officially coming out I've even tuned into their English transmission on the internet to check it for myself. And boy, let me tell you, listening to North Korean radio is not fun. That they are threatening to nuke South Korea. They say, if you attack us, we'll attack you. And they're having all these drills the last few months in the build-up to this, massing troops on the North Korean border with South Korea and submarines and missile cruisers menacing North Korea. So they're trying to push the lunatics into firing and doing some provocation so we can be off to the races. As of a month ago, the armistice, the ceasefire, 50-plus years old, is over. The state of war is back. North Korea reminded the U.S. on Monday that it has nuclear weapons and warned it will strike back if attacked as a U.S. destroyer continued to trail a North Korean cargo ship suspected of carrying illicit weapons. After the U.S., that is the people that run our country. The United States is a hooker being dragged by the hair by the pimp. So I don't want to say the United States. The people dragging us, the hooker, around by our hair. That's the New World Order. So the New World Order is menacing and manipulating and armed North Korea to begin with. So I'll come back, finish up with this, and then I'm going to give each story 1 minute. I'm going to blitz through news. I'm just going to make myself. You guys time it. Make me stop each minute on each story. Because I just want to elaborate. Like earlier how they announced Obama's volunteers, which will be forced volunteers. That's what it's called. Well, we'll be watching you on the surveillance cameras. That's their job, is watching communities, and they're felons. The New York Times says that's good, though. You're not against giving a felon a job, a second chance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
All right, finishing up with North Korea. The RAND Corporation, it's declassified. I've got it in my films. We've linked to it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Club of Rome, the United Nations, the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, which their official founding documents from 90-something years ago say we want to stage wars to bring in world government to stop wars. And then the Nazis wanted a European Union, and then they merged with the U.S. and the British after the war in a deal to fight the Russians. And this is now mainstream European news. We reported this years ago in my films like Martial Law and then Endgame. Martial Law 5 years ago. Hard to believe that's 5 years ago. Seems like yesterday. But now it's mainstream news. We had the documents, but now it's mainstream news. Just Google Nazis plan EU. They would say it's to stop another war. We've got to have a tyranny. And so they bragged that they would get a League of Nations out of World War I. That didn't work good. So they had World War II for the UN. The U.S. set that up at Presidio in San Francisco. So they're always criticizing the UN on our news, like the U.S. doesn't like it. The U.S. funds 60% of it, owns and runs the whole thing. When I say U.S., Anglo-American British Empire. So when I talk about Anglo-American British Empire, notice the Iranians are saying that. Notice the Russians are saying that. The Japanese are saying that. That's the terms worldwide. The terms I use here are used by anybody out there who's informed or in the diplomatic corps or historians or people that study geopolitical systems. This is all just 101, I'm saying. It's not some, gosh, that Alex is smart. I want to be clear. This is not rocket science. This is all public, but not popularly known. Just like it's absolute fact in any mainline textbook on precious stones, or any textbook on industrial minerals, that diamonds are barely semi-precious. You've got the scale of super precious, precious, semi-precious, down to stones that barely rate as semi-precious, and then non-precious stones, like non-polished granite or agate or something like that. They're barely even semi-precious. But no one knows that. I mean, because they're geographically limited to just a few places. One spot in Canada, Arkansas. Notice those are environmental preserves. The government won't let you have it. It's a De Beers Oppenheimer monopoly. Notice there are diamonds in Australia. Those are government preserves, where only select corporations, and then in Africa. And then anybody that tries to dig a diamond without paying the globalists gets killed. And they make movies about blood diamonds, acting like people trying to smuggle diamonds out of the bad guys. We got to have a world government to stop them. See, I mean, that's how all this works. They'll show you slave camp movies with Leonardo DiCaprio and go, oh, man, we got to shut down these slave camps, when it's the rich bankers running the slave camps publicly and killing anybody that. But see, I said I get into news in North Korea and I'm off in diamonds. The point is, everything you've been taught is a lie. Everything that's reality is publicly available. It's just not on the news generally. So, North Korea threatens to harm U.S. if attacked, and the United States says they're going to stop the ship any day now, and we'll see if North Korea fires a nuke. And then you could say, well, they don't need to be shipping artillery to some terrorist group. But who gave them the nukes? Who gave Pakistan the nukes? It's like a month ago when they had the Pakistani president on TV. CIA already killed his wife, who was the president, Bhutto, and our media thought we were so dumb, they said she hit her head on the car. Then it turned out there's video of them shooting her, boom, 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 from about 20 feet away. She flies up against the car with bullet holes in her. Our news goes, see, the young lady hit her head there. She slipped on a banana peel over there. They think we're so dumb. All over the world, it's admitted they machine gunned her and the U.S. did it. And then here they tell you she slipped on a banana peel, because everybody knows the American people don't kill anybody. And then they've got the Taliban and Al-Qaeda attacking, trying to overthrow the Pakistani government. And that's the excuse to send in U.S. troops. so they can destabilize the nation further and break it in 3 to 6 parts. And they got the president on NBC going, why are you funding Al-Qaeda? And he laughs and says, what's wrong with you people? Everybody in the world knows you founded Al-Qaeda and Taliban. You have them attacking us to destabilize us. And the NBC CIA op just goes, because, see, people just aren't playing along with the lies anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And a lot of good old boys were like, yeah, the CIA's got to stage the terror attacks to keep the American way going. I've had a few of them, you know, come to get in my face and do that. You know what happens if we don't stage 9/11, Alex? Then the Arabs take over the planet. They're dangerous. There are real Muslim extremists, and our country's a bunch of wimps, and they had to be gotten in line to understand the threat. Oh, is that why you always overthrow countries and put the radical Muslims in power? Because you don't want secular first world nations that could compete with your power? Whatever. The world's a tough place. You got to be tough to beat the evil. Yeah, you got to become the evil to fight the evil. One time I was going fishing with some buddies down where their boat is, and it was down where there's a bunch of yachts on Lake Travis. That's for one of these guys in the restaurant where we're eating hamburgers. Walks over, and later I saw him getting on his, you know, probably one of the biggest yachts on Lake Travis, probably a, you know, $3 million, nothing big boat. And he just walked over and told me that. And I recognized him off TV from somewhere. I didn't get his card, but he was just there telling me, you know what? We did that because we needed to. You know, I mean, these guys are just, you know, they sit around drinking their whiskey. Yeah, gotta break a few eggs around here. Lazy Americans need to learn how to fight them Arabs. It's not about fighting Arabs so you can steal money and do whatever you want. You big fat cats that are having the feds federalize all the water to take over. It's all you guys that are raping everybody financially. You're a bunch of scum. Just stop saying you're pro-America. I mean, it's sick enough what you do. It's sick enough what you do. But then to say you did it for America, I mean, that's really disgusting. You put fluoride in our water for America? You shoot our kids up with cancer-filled injections because you love America? Like I said, I'd news blitz, and I'm out of control. All right, here it goes. I'm just going to cover news. A lot of this already hit, but just the stacks are all here. This is the stuff you never hear. And so I'm just going to read through it. Some of it I've covered, most of it I hadn't. On terrorist watch list, but allowed to buy guns. That's the New York Times saying, ban everybody being able to buy guns without judge or jury whenever the government feels like it. DOD training manual describes protest as low-level terrorism. Steve Watson, Infowars.net. Links to AP, ACLU. It says anybody protesting, it's illegal, it's terrorism. Virginia State Police say anti-New World Order and gun rights activists are terrorists. They say protesting for pro-Second Amendment, you are a terrorist. Go ahead and take them in, says they're dangerous. Here's another one. Virginia State Police designate anti-New World Order opinion as domestic terrorism. BBC is, these will all be out of order, but there's no way to go through it all. BBC is backing election riots, claims Iran. And then did you guys ever print for me where BBC admits they stage fake photos? Throw that up on screen for folks. Show them the fake. Let's just admit it. BBC, oh, it was a mistake. But actually, those people that were shot by the CIA. Or, you know, oh, we're sorry. That was actually Ahmadinejad supporters. We said were the other guys. BBC is backing election riots, claims Iran. Iran continues hostility towards Western media, threatening harsher actions if interference in countries' affairs continues. They've launched their fighter jets. They got their ships patrolling, ready for war. The West is saying they're getting ready to hit. Protesters gather in Iran's capital despite stern warning. And again, they legitimately are dupes. Just like the Muslims that attacked Mohammad Mossadegh when the CIA blew up their mosque and said the government had done it and that Mossadegh was going after the Muslims because he was trying to keep them from taking over society, the radical ones, the CIA-funded ones. They had been Hitler-funded. And so they used the Muslims to overthrow them that time. And now they're going to use the young punk rock youth to overthrow the mullahs. It's just unbelievable. Protesters gather in Iran's capital despite stern warning. Now, you're not hearing a lot about this because every day this is happening. London Telegraph, tens of thousands of Chinese fight the police in Shishho. I'm pronouncing that right. And it says after the police running the drugs in the town have been murdering a bunch of people that expose government drug dealing, and how government party members own all the hotels and businesses and everybody's sick of them ruling. It says tens of thousands took to the streets attacking police. Police, just total hysteria. It was a dramatic weekend. The relatively small city of Shishho in Hubei province. Tens of thousands of rioters torched a hotel and overturned police cars after the authorities allegedly tried to cover up the murder of a 24-year-old man and other dead bodies. And then it just goes, so they're not telling you about that. I mean it's barely a blur, and the cops are shooting people but still getting defeated. I mean, China's on the verge of collapsing because of their corruption. And people are sick of the mullahs. Clearly in Iran, they end up owning the state-run things and making money, and they're all getting filthy rich, and their kids are decadent, and the mullahs' kids beat people up and stuff, and, you know, just classic stuff. You know, I mean, in the U.S., you talk bad about Bush's daughters, you get mailed anthrax, so, you know, it's the same thing everywhere. It's like messing with, you know, Hitler's cousin or something. You're going to end up in big trouble. That's how this works. I mean, you know, it's like all these boss hog cops whose kids can do whatever they want in small towns. And then, you know, they can go up, beat you up if they want, and then you end up finally fighting back the boss hog's kid, and then boss hog has you killed. That's how it works in Texas, in Arkansas, and everywhere else, in Louisiana, Mississippi. So it's the same everywhere. It's just tyranny. It's just government. It's just thieves. Thieves in government. Kentucky hate crime report mentions Constitution Party. And again, we have Missouri TV, Kentucky TV. Let's go ahead and play that clip right now, just a few minutes of it. Off Missouri TV, and notice how they make us apologize, Constitution Party people. And I supported the Constitution Party after Ron Paul dropped out because he was losing, after he lost the nomination. Chuck Baldwin, audit the Federal Reserve, get us out of the UN, no taxation without representation, property rights, you know, founding father type stuff. And they say in there you're a terrorist, and they got the ADL on tape saying, yeah, these are dangerous people. And then the Constitution Party, like, going, we're not bad. We're, you know, why aren't we blaming a government that starts demonizing groups and starts saying we're going to ban your guns without an arrest or a warrant, or without telling you why you can't own guns? Or if you've got bad credit, you'll be on a no-fly, no-buy list. And I mean, you know, this is total tyranny. Why isn't it about how the ADL's been caught breaking into the apartments of anti-apartheid protesters? They work with the South Africans and race-specific bioweapons and spying on the American people illegally and being a Mossad front. Or why don't they talk about, you know, stuff like that? No, it's all about persecuting the American people and demonizing us saying no to the Federal Reserve takeover. Here it is. And then we're going to get into something else. Then we're going to get into...
is Wednesday, and that means tax protesters. An anti-tax demonstration is scheduled for downtown's Kiner Plaza April 15th. But charges are flying that one of the organizing groups is an extremist anti-government group.
Let's stop right there. How about I say you're an extreme anti-American lady up there chilling effect, demonizing, oh, there's a protest, and she acts real stern, like, ooh, a protest, ooh, is that legal? And then the Army's being trained that it is illegal. And then, ooh, we're going to see about this. You know, the Constitution Party, fast growing, founded by a Jew, Aaron Russo. Maybe he's anti-Semitic. Oh, you know, that's the mindset here. This is so they have the little info babe up there, charges. And, of course, this is did you guys find the old clip in Missouri where they say it's illegal to criticize Obama? Did you guys find that clip earlier when I wanted it? John, you have that in the computer in Minnesota, don't you? Yeah, where they say saying Obama's bad is illegal and will arrest you. It's something like criticizing Obama illegal. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about it. Whatever. The point is it's on record. Go ahead and play the rest of it.
But charges are flying that one of the organizing groups is an extremist anti-government group. New on the Edge, Charles Jaco says...
Hit pause again. Again, you're not allowed to criticize the government. That's criminal. Charges are flying. How about we're against foreign banks hijacking and ruling the nation, as is being admitted now? I mean, think about how outrageous it is that I've got all these news articles where they're saying restrict free speech, ban anybody criticizing the government, bills introduced to where the federal government will decide whether you can have a website or whether you can say something or not. No judge, no jury. Federal Reserve announcing they're taking everything over. And you say, hey, I want a Bill of Rights and Constitution. Oh, you're anti-government. And then, like, the people are on the defensive of well, we're allowed to, you know, say what we want. I mean, it's just sick. It's so anti-American. Back to it.
Well, Sandy, the group is the Constitution Party, and they run candidates for, among other offices, mayor of St. Louis, congressional seats, and several statewide Missouri offices. But the Anti-Defamation League, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and at one point, the Missouri Highway Patrol all labeled the Constitution Party an anti-government extremist organization. That upset members not only of the party, but at least one high-profile Missouri politician as well. In late February, protesters upset with the stimulus and bailout plans dumped tea into the Mississippi River. That protest, like the planned anti-tax demo on
Wednesday,
was
scary. They're so dangerous.
Sponsored by the Constitution.
Hit pause.
I don't believe.
Hit pause. Oh, how dare them do what founding fathers did. Founding fathers went and commandeered ships and threw millions of dollars of tea in and beat people over the head with clubs. See, they're bad terrorists, but see, oh, the citizens dumping a little tea in the river. Oh, my God, they're so scary, these families out there who want lower taxes. It's scary. Oh, we got to ban them. Play the rest of this un-American crud.
It was partly sponsored by the Constitution Party.
I don't believe that the government needs to try to spend more money than they have in order to save the people. I think the people are what make this country great.
But the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League have their own opinions about the Constitution Party.
I think we'd consider it a fringe right-wing.
Look at that lady, this anti-American commissariat. ADL's calling for restricting web free speech and violent radicalization act, listing 9/11 truth groups as terrorist, and now magically they have a shooting to somewhat prove it. Oh, right on time. I mean, look at this commissar. Why don't you teleport back to 1925 Soviet Russia under Lenin, lady? Why don't you get out of our country? It's our First Amendment. Stop spying on the American people. Go back to her. Look at her.
About the Constitution Party?
I think we'd consider it a fringe right-wing political party that we consider to have extremist roots. When we talk about the New World Order,
hit pause. Hey, lady, it's over. Your master's already announced world government. It's all admitted. All these years you said it didn't exist. Jigs up. Everybody learned you're a big fat liar. You're not getting our guns. You're not getting our property. You're not going to commissar us. I know you got the instincts to do it. I know you think that you're going to feast on American flesh. It ain't happening, witch.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554.
6554, The Bailout Group.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, I got a state senator coming on to talk about how they're robbing everybody in Texas. I have my folder in those articles somewhere. Earlier I mentioned this. People don't believe me. Here's USA Today. Houston police chief wants cameras on home streets. And that's out of Associated Press and USA Today. And he said, I want cameras inside people's homes. And he said, I don't care if it's radical and extreme and may violate the Fourth Amendment protections. We want cameras in your homes, said the police chief of Houston. There it is, USA Today. And I was reading that because the LA Times reports they use all these forced volunteers to get out of high school or college. They're going to use them to federally watch surveillance cameras and watch the American people. This is an army of snitches and spies. I mean, this is right out of Stasi Germany. This is right out of Nazi Germany, right out of... Look, here's the ADL. All they do is run around demonizing anybody that doesn't like the New World Order. And they've been convicted of crimes repeatedly, spying on people and breaking the law and infiltrating police departments. And that's all this is. And here's the ADL demonizing the Constitution Party. And the ADL wrote that MIAC report. Here it is. You guys roll that, or go ahead and roll it for me. Thank you.
Opinions about the Constitution Party?
I think we'd consider it a fringe right-wing political party that we consider to have extremist roots. When we talk about the New World Order, it is mimicking, if not duplicating, language that comes out of organized white supremacy.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, in fact, calls the Constitution Party a Christian nationalist group.
There is a certain belief of
Look,
what
that's
we believe
enough.
The founders believed. We
that's
believe.
Enough. Yeah, the evil founders. See, if white supremacists come out for ham sandwiches and you eat ham sandwiches, you're a Nazi. Of course the white supremacists want to control our borders, and so do 80%+ of Americans in Gallup polls. It's actually 91 in one Gallup poll I saw. So see, that'd be like saying, because Von Braun was a World War II vet, all World War II vets want to go to the Holocaust Center and shoot a guard in the face. I mean, it's just, it isn't going to work anymore. Everybody knows there's a world government being set up by the banks. The Federal Reserve openly, like I told you all last week, and that's why this is important, what you're about to see. You push this out in the mainstream, then Ron Paul talked about it, then Judge Napolitano, and then many others, and now it's admitted the Federal Reserve is setting up a total dictatorship over the entire country. We pushed that out in the open. You did that as the listeners. Now, the FBI, the Congress, the courts, are they above the law? No. Why is the private offshore Federal Reserve? And I'm not a white supremacist because I don't want to be ruled by offshore banks. Go ahead and play that.
I'm Judge Andrew Napolitano, and the verdict is coming on President Barack Obama's historic plan to overhaul and regulate our financial institutions. Here's the question. What is left out of this proposal is, and what we deserve to know is, who will regulate the Federal Reserve? What will become of clauses in the Constitution that prohibit the very type of regulation the president wants? And what is now the meaning of the word free in free market? Here are the facts. The bias of the drafters of this proposal is that the government knows best. The Constitution should not be an obstacle to the egalitarian goals of the government, and no private behavior is beyond the government's reach of its huge hand. The essence of the proposal is to give the Federal Reserve the authority to regulate any aspect of any firms that, in its discretion, its sole discretion, could adversely affect the economy if they fail. The Fed would thus be the only unregulated private entity on the planet. This
that's enough. Hit pause.
Super.
I've got a state senator coming on with big news of highway robbery and the police. This is going on nationwide, but he's trying to pass a bill to stop it. You got it here somewhere in the stack. Got to go mining in to get it. Then I'm going to go back into all this and take your calls. Coming up, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Years, I would tell people about local news stories that I've seen in Texas, but in other parts of the country. Where the police pull you over, and the stories that always tend to get the news attention is when it's an old lady, and I've seen the state police do this. A whole bunch of other towns in Texas have done it, where they'll pull an old lady over. An old lady seems to carry a lot of cash around. They're old-fashioned. They're not stupid, like the modern people that go off the cashless society where the government controls everything. And they pull them over, and they say, you got $4,000 cash, or Ron Paul, treasurer for selling T-shirts at a big rally of 50,000 people, has $4,000. And they go ahead and arrest him and try to steal the money. Famous cases I've seen on the news where one famous case was a guy from, South Carolina flying to Houston once a year to buy $20-something thousand worth of plants. And he would pay for it in cash to get a discount. And they saw his cash box and saw him pay with cash, and they just stole it and said, we don't care if you got receipts and you're buying plants. You just shouldn't have money. We're taking it. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And they're doing that now with the internet. They say, we're just going to shut freedom down on the web, and we're going to just ban protests, forget even free speech zones. It's all being announced. In fact, guys, I keep looking in my stack. Steve Watson wrote a story about web censorship, and I thought I printed it, and I don't have it. It's on prisonplanet.com. You give me that. I want to cover that coming up later. Thanks. It's great having that team out there because I can just get all the info. But I would talk about this. Louisiana, Mississippi are famous for this, too, where the cops steal from you. It's like Mexico. I've had the police pull me over in Mexico. I've seen it with my parents. And they come over and they say, I need you to pay a fine. Pay me cash right now. And if you don't pay them $50, $100, they're going to take you to jail. And they're going to run a credit check on you. And they're going to find out how much money you got. And it's going to be $50,000. And if they can find a 22 round that you drove across the border that fell under your seat, 10 years in prison, they're going to take everything you got. And it's the same thing here. We're becoming like North Korea or Mexico. And I've talked a lot about this, but Texas Senator John Whitmire has introduced a bill to stop that, so he's scheduled to be coming up. Texas police shakedown drivers lawsuit claims. And then CNN goes and talks to the sheriffs and police, and they go, yeah, we take people's money. They're not supposed to have it. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And then the cops keep it, and the judges actually get money from their own cases. They have cops on tape going, and judges in Texas right outside Austin, one case last week, and they go, yeah, I keep the money for myself. You know, the judge rules and then keeps it. It's like, that's totally normal. What, CNN, do you want me to send a SWAT team? You guys are CIA. You're stealing everything, too. I mean, what's the big deal here? Aren't we here to rape these smucks? I mean, this is the land of the cowards, home of the slaves. These people love being slaves. These people love being controlled. What's the big deal? I mean, can't we get in on the raping, too? So we're going to be talking about that coming up. The problem is this needs to be handled by the state, like the senator's doing, because the feds love reporting on bad local cops, so they can come in and federalize things, and then the lower feds don't get any of the booty. They just get a bigger paycheck. They don't get any of the spoils. They'll just come and take your farm or ranch, and mainstream state senators and the Cattlemen's Association, this is mainly to target Texas, because Texas has hardly any federal land. Text of S-787, Clean Water Restoration Act. This says rainwater, wells, aquifers, creeks, pools of water, puddles, they can do anything. Take your land, no warrants, come on. Total federal takeover of America with this. And then you got the Federal Reserve announcing they own the country. That's coming up with Judge Napolitano and a lot more. So, look, they're going for broke on every level. Federal, international, corporate looting tyranny, and the local cops running around robbing everybody. I mean, it's just total criminal, rogue government gone to seed.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, tens of thousands of phone calls were made to Governor Perry's office against a bill that he was going to sign. State Senator's bill, Kirk Watson, 1440, where the CPS could seize your kids without a warrant or even a court order. Thank God we just learned that was defeated. I was asking another state senator during the break as we were getting him on about another subject, and my guys Googled it and found it in the news that this just happened today. So breaking here, this has been defeated, thank God, to your phone calls. Maybe if we call Governor Perry, we can stop the highway robbery. I've been hearing about this for a decade in the news, where the police will pull over old ladies, you name it. But usually makes the news when it's an old lady. Nobody believes a white guy or a black guy, some young guy with tattoos. But old ladies, they'll just take $4,000, $5,000, $1,000, take their watch, say, what's your proof this cash is yours? And then the judges keep the money personally. And finally, it's been on CNN and Fox and other channels, thanks to Senator John Whitmore. And I like his solution of having a state law on this forfeiture where they can't keep it personally, so the feds don't come in and federalize things off of forfeiture laws they pioneered to begin with. Problem, reaction, solution. So state senator for Houston and surrounding areas, very important state senator here in Texas, Senator John Whitmore. Thank you for spending time with us, sir.
That's fine. It's Whitmore.
Whitmore. I apologize.
I'll answer anything.
I know it's Whitmore. In fact, we've had you on before. I apologize.
No problem.
For that. Yes, it's Senator John Whitmire. I got a lot going on here. Sir, tell us about the bill and where it's going, what's happening, why we need to do something about this.
Well, we started Felony Forfeiture as a good program in about 1986. It was to keep criminals from benefiting from the profits of their crime. In other words, a drug runner ends up with a lot of cash or automobiles or planes. When you indict him and convict him, you take the proceeds and turn it back into fighting more crime. But through the years, it's been allowed to gradually be kind of independently handled by district attorneys, sheriffs, and police departments. And most of them do a good job. It's a very good concept. But we had heard through the years that some areas were kind of using it as a slush fund. So we had a hearing on it last summer. Actually had people come forward and say that their sheriff or their DA was using it for political purposes. So we actually drew up a law that made it very specific that it puts the authority or the control in the attorney general's office versus the governor's. They have to do a very detailed audit. They have to use it only for crime fighting. And we passed the Senate. And it got caught up in the House procedural matters over voter ID. We stuck it on another bill, and then it died at the end of the session. But other stories have been written about the highway robbery in Tehran. It's a small community about 15 miles north of Nacogdoches. Man, they've got a racket going there where the district attorney rides around with a local city marshal. They pull you over, and if you have any assets, any cash or jewelry or anything of value, they will take it, and you have to, if you will sign a waiver, they'll never file charges against you for whatever the original cause for pulling you over was. So,
sir, isn't that aggravated extortion when they're threatening criminal action if you don't waive your rights and give them the goods?
Yeah, well, I just think it's pure robbery, and I am a little surprised that other authorities, I know the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking at it. You think the IRS would look at it. You think everyone would look at it. The problem is the state law, which was passed in 86, is so general that, no one has any authority. It normally would be the district attorney that would prosecute, but that's the person that's participating in this. Then I can drop down to Kerrville, Texas, where you actually had a district attorney and a district judge in Kerrville, where they took these funds and went to Hawaii every year on what they called was kind of a training session for each of their employees.
And the judge bragged that he actually keeps cash money.
Yeah, he gets some money for walking around funds, you know, while he's out there. So you got that abuse. You had a DA in Conroe, Texas, beat last fall because he had been shown to use it for alcohol, golf tournaments. So it's gotten out of hand. Let me tell you another impact it has on actually how you enforce and carry out the laws. Between Houston and the Mexican border, you obviously have a lot of dope going north, but you got a lot of cash going south. We've had testimony that some departments are much more persistent on trying to stop people going south with their money than they are north with the dope. So the abuses of this program are outrageous, but they're also impacting how people fight crime. Let the dope come through, but stop the cash going south.
Well, what's amazing to me is when I see these CNN reports mainly, there's obviously been a lot of Texas reports and and a few other national news, they go and interview these judges and police and district attorneys, and they go, yeah, I'm keeping the money. Law says I can do it because it's so broad, and I guess they've been boss hogging around. These guys even look like boss hog. I mean, it really makes Texas look bad, and obviously you've been making that point. Is there any end in sight? Because it seems like the heat you're putting on them, Senator, is doing a little bit, but it seems like it's still going on to a certain extent.
Keeping honest people honest, like I said, most of the departments do a good job. There are some borderline cases of the good departments using excessive amount of the funds, in my judgment, for personnel. Instead of the county commissioners funding the sheriff's office or the court, they have now become so dependent on these funds that, in my judgment, that's not what it was intended. It's supposed to supplement what your orderly operations would be. So now you go down in, for instance, Mac Allen. We looked at their DA, and most of the agencies being funded by these forfeited funds. And, you know, the potential abuse there is that you get too aggressive and you cut corners to support your department instead of going to commissioner's court or the taxpayers. But
well, sir,
we're going to fix it, I can assure you. I don't think the governor will put it in this call for a special session, but we're going to stay on top of it.
All right, Senator John Whitmire joins us from Houston. Separately, but on the same line, do you know the story of Captain Kidd, or do you know the story of Letters of Mark or privateers? Throughout history, whenever they do this, and I know you're saying good idea at the beginning, it always turns into tyranny to have these letters of mark, these privateers, and that's what it turns the police into. Like you said, funding themselves off this to the point of they just set up whole checkpoints, violate the Fourth Amendment, start searching everybody's cars. They pull over families, tear their cars apart because they're going to get promoted. They're going to get bigger checks. Yeah. A lot of the narcotics officers get to drive the Corvettes and Tahoes and Escalades they seize.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've grown up in Dallas. In our neighborhood, there were FBI agents that lived in drug-seized mansions. And so this has been out of control for a long, long... I mean, I'm sure you know about Dallas, where the cops would throw the bags of chalk in the backs of cars.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
So, I mean... It's
nothing worse than a corrupt police agency or the people that prosecute the law. I mean, you know, if you can't depend on them, who can you depend on or trust? And like you and I, in my judgment, I won't speak for you, most do a good job. But, you know, you only need one or two to ruin a good program. And we got to tighten this one up. But you are right. They drive around fancy cars. I can name some, particularly on the routes between Houston and Mexico. I mean, you know, they come up. You can't imagine. We had one testimony from a sheriff's department. How many cars of people not only trafficking dope, but they're trafficking humans. And when they're pulled over, everybody runs for the brush, and they leave a car there. And we got some agencies that have hundreds of cars, and, you know, they actually had a law where they could give some away to the other county departments. But, you know, there's got to be some accountability. It's got to be done for the right purposes. And none of these shakedowns or highway robberies, which is essentially what it is. And the guys in Kerrville, if that's not stealing, putting money in their pocket, I've never heard of. If that ain't stealing, there's no stealing. I don't know why the IRS didn't go after them for just putting money in their pockets.
Well, it's scary when you go through these East Texas towns and then to learn that it's going on around Austin. I'm really ashamed of the German Hill Country out there. Those have always been pretty moral people. I wonder how this started in our state. It's really shameful.
Well, let me quickly also add, there's reports of it around the country. It's you know, when you start out hearing what it's intended for, you can't argue with it. You know, take the profits away from crime and from the bad guys and spend it to catch more bad guys. I mean, who can argue with that? But where we lose control is there's no accountability. There's no audit. There's no reporting mechanism. And so the original law written by the district attorneys primarily who wanted to be kind of independent to use it as they saw fit, you know, for years and years we've kind of heard stories, but no one wants to get after the DA or the sheriff because they run for office and they've got a following. But, you know, we got to start down this path and we start getting a lot of stories and support. The media did a fine job. And the District Attorney Association, who initially did not want us to tamper with the law, now are actually supporting our reforms. So something we're going to fix it. I'll stay after it till we do.
Will the reforms go far enough, though? Because once agencies in government, history has shown, get accustomed to powers, and they say that, you know, practice and custom and possession is nine-tenths of the law.
I mean,
this is kind of like if you have a cow that gets learns it can jump fences, you can start raising the fences up, it's going to keep jumping.
Our egg-eating dog, once they start sucking eggs, they don't ever stop. No, it probably won't go far enough, but I've been in Austin long enough to know I got to fight, you know, live to fight another day. I got to make some improvements in it, some audits, some reports. It allows the Attorney General to go after them civilly if they wrongfully spend the money, make them pay it back with penalties. So I got to do the best I can, and then we'll monitor it and go forward. But it has been embarrassing and outrageous the way part of the nation looks at us, but I'm not worried about how the nation looks at us. I'm worried about how it impacts Texans.
I understand. Senator John Whitmire, do five more minutes with us. I want a few more questions about solutions on the other side and how we get this bill passed. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Senator John Whitmire from Houston, right here in Texas, has courageously been fighting what he calls highway robbery by the police. All the time you read about sheriffs, police chiefs in South Texas caught dealing drugs. I see that every few weeks in the news. Meanwhile, you've got them running around in East Texas and Central Texas and West Texas robbing people. Any other hot spots? And as you said, this is going on nationwide. CNN even admits that. But any other hot spots people should look out for?
I think every community ought to ask their police chief, their sheriff, their district attorneys, all these people who have this tremendous power of acquiring funds, how do you go about it? I mean, first of all, someone should be charged with a crime, and a court should declare the funds forfeited. It should not be done just by some paperwork on the side of the road. So that would be the first inquiry. Then if the funds are acquired properly, everybody ought to ask, are they going back into fighting crime and not for golf tournaments and whiskey and political purposes? There ought to be, you know, more troops on the ground. They ought to have better equipment. How do you take criminal funds, forfeited funds from the outlaws, and then use it against them? So I think every community, every citizen ought to ask their local jurisdiction, how do you use forfeited funds? I mean, they can be used for a wide variety of crime-fighting techniques, equipment, officers. I'll be honest with you, drug courts could be funded. That's where you try to help folks who've got drug habits get off this stuff. There's a lot of things other than entertainment and fancy cars for some public officials.
I was talking to during the break. You're saying it's a good idea to call Governor Perry's office?
Wouldn't hurt. You know, I'm going to inquire. He'll put it in a special. I'm not optimistic because there's a bunch of other things people want in there, but certainly wouldn't hurt to ask the governor to get control of forfeited funds. In fact, they currently report those funds to his office. He could probably, through executive order, do a better job of declaring how they could better enforce the use.
Senator Whitmire, Barack Obama has talked about decriminalizing, not legalizing, but decriminalizing marijuana. A lot of studies in Europe and other places show, and Mexico is looking at this because their whole society is collapsing from the drug wars. What about, I mean, 80 years ago, you could buy heroin and cocaine at every corner store, and less people used it. What about not legalizing it, but decriminalizing it so that there's not giant profits associated? And then most experts believe that would really dissipate a lot of the violence.
Well, it's an interesting discussion. Probably don't have enough time today, but I've never really entertained that idea because I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but I did read with interest what Mexico's proposing this morning. You know, I'm not ready to decriminalize drugs, but certainly being smart about fighting them and dealing with people who have the habits would sure contribute. But
what about going after banks that launder the money?
Everybody. That'd be a hell of a good group to go get some of their felony forfeiture funds.
Okay, well, we appreciate you joining us. Do you happen to have in front of you the bill number?
No, I don't have the bill number. I really honestly don't.
They're always changing it,
well,
too.
Yeah. Well, we actually put it on another one. Because of the mess toward the end of the house, it ended up on about three different bills, and I don't know the numbers in front of me.
No, I know. For those that don't know around the country.
It'll be a new number as we start over.
Sure, because Texas, for those that don't know, only has a session every 2 years, so it's a wild, wild event with bills changing and things going wild. What about Texas being in session every year? Do you support that?
No, I go back and forth, and, you know, I've been there a long time. I will suggest it's getting more and more difficult to do a good job in 140 days every 2 years. Am I there to propose being there every year? Not on all topics, maybe the budget for sure, but I will suggest what we've got now is pretty broken. I mean, our state is just, our government and our system hasn't kept up with the growth of the state. On the other hand, you can draw a comparison with Washington, who meets full time, and they don't do much better. So,
well, I've always been against them.
Too much government is something that I would be concerned about.
Sure. No, I was about to say, I've always been against meeting every year because it allows the bureaucracy to stir up trouble. But I'm seeing in Texas the opposite.
Yeah.
All the bad stuff gets passed. All this chicanery, like what Kirk Watson does, sliding stuff in at the last.
Yeah.
It almost seems worse, but I don't know.
It's hard. You know, the problem is if we're not down there more regularly, the bureaucrats, the department and agency heads run things pretty independently of any of us while we're gone. So
it's six one way, half a dozen the other.
I could argue either way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Senator, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
All right. Stay in touch. Bye.
You bet. Good luck with your bill. And that is Senator John Whitmire joining us from Houston District 15. And I tried to slip in the drug decriminalization and notice the big conservative guys now having to at least say he'd think about it. Because everybody knows this drug war is a fraud. And we know who's making the money, the big banks. That's why they want to keep it illegal, because that boosts the price. We'll be back with a lot of key news and information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price.
Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Yeah, we've come a long way since the days of Andrew Jackson.
In 1914, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as
a little pleasures.
We fired
hot, delicious coffee.
And they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river.
We looked down a river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many.
That was a Hoos-like gesture right there.
We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Who's just Paul Hartman's nickname?
Said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire.
All right, we got Dave in New York, Paul well, Germany, Jim Scotland, really Garrett, Mississippi, MHL, and PA, and others. I'm going to go to you here in just a moment. Then I'm going to take those five calls. I'm going to news blitz till the end of the show with news I haven't gotten to, and there's, believe me, a lot of it. I'm getting better and better about covering it all. I just get stuck on the earth-shattering huge events in Iran to get ready for war with them. North Korea, trying to force them into launching a nuke. Globalists mean business. I'm going to get into this other news here about the water supply, the feds federalizing that. Feds to get power to target websites making false claims. I mean, wait till we go over this. But first off, a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. Home Gain is one of them. Max, the little orange gorilla, is up on Infowars.com. He is the Home Gain mascot, so look for him when you're on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The website is HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. It's an absolutely free site, and it can save you or make you a lot of money, depending if you're buying or selling a home. Been around for more than 10 years. You put in your address. It tells you what the market, what the realtors are seeing your house is worth according to the market. You know, depending if they're, so you can find out if they're telling you the truth or not. You can also, there's another thing like Home Sale Maximizer, about what home improvements increase the sale price of your house for the smallest investment. And they got a bunch of other systems like Street View. They've got, just a bunch of great free services. Check this out. Do yourselves a favor. HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com today. And then, of course, this fabulous sponsor. When I found out that the owner of FrontSight was a fan of the show, it blew me away, because I did a little bit of shooting contest back when I was in college. One of my dad's friends, Dr. Dillingham, got me into it, and we'd do competitive shooting with rifles at 1,000 yards, and some of those obstacle courses where stuff's popping out, and you do different stuff with different guns, and they put it in the computer, and the cops would get mad, like the third time I did it, because I was like, out of 50 people, I'd be number 3, and they'd get real upset. But side issue. Those cops would get so excited when they were doing it and miss. But I wish I had time to do that today. The point is, everybody talked about how great FrontSight was. People were wearing FrontSight shirts. Now, it was the best, and it was better than law enforcement, military training. And so when they contacted us about being sponsors, I was really impressed with that. And then they have a deal they're offering for a limited time that I've never heard of them doing. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute? Is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to offer you this deal. And it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too. Don't miss out. Go to the website, FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Or visit them by clicking the banner on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What happens is I have one sponsor an hour, and then I wait till the end to them all here together, so I appreciate everybody paying attention because these are all important sponsors. And lastly, ColaBlue.com. I got one in my house. I got one in my office. It is the only water you can find that's guaranteed to have no fluoride in it because it gets into wells. It gets into bottled water. Most bottled water is out of tap. It's just been filtered. That's better than nothing. It does reduce it. This keeps it all out because it's out of the air. This isn't hooked to the tap. This is coming out of the air. This is coming out of the atmosphere. This is going into the illuminated tank. It goes through seven filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043 or ColaBlue.com. Get yours today. And they've even got little generators and solar systems that are very inexpensive on the site that go with the system that are calibrated for it, where you can be out off the grid with this. I'll tell you, Jesse Ventura got one. Just off record, you know, only on air. ColaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. Now, he heard about them. First, he saw one at Willie Nelson's house with me, and then he heard about them on the air, and he's like, I want one of those in Mexico when I'm surfing. 800-691-6043, ColaBlue.com. Okay, thank you, sponsors. You made it all possible. Let's now go to the calls here. Let's go to the foreigners first. They're probably on IP phones, but they may be on their own dime. Paul in Germany, then a little closer, 600 miles closer, Scotland. Paul, Jim in Scotland. Paul in Germany, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. It's really an absolute pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
I've been listening to you for about 2 years now, and I about 3 months ago, I believe, I started subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, thank you. You're making it possible. The support is very vital.
Well, it's a pleasure because if we don't support you, we don't support freedom. I lived all my life. I was born in 1951, and I believed in all the American dreams. And I always remember the midnight ride of Paul Revere. And what would have happened if Paul Revere did not put the saddle on the horse and do what he did? And what I see is that you are the Paul Revere, and all the people that subscribe to you and try to put out the message are Paul Revere's.
Yeah, we should call it the Paul Revere Society, but I got to do a variant of that because Michael Savage has that.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not trying to coin a phrase or anything
that. No, I'm saying it's a great idea, and I thought of it. I thought of, like, making, like, a pin, a hat pin or something with a Paul Revere, you know, like, on a horse. I mean, we have a shirt with that on it. Will you guys give me the shirt? I want to show folks. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is if we don't rise up, if we don't saddle the horse, if we don't do what we should do as American citizens, if we don't respect what our heritage is, then we can't expect much from our government.
Absolutely. And look, the World War II generation were great people. My grandpas were that. But I don't think they were the greatest generation. I really think it was the founders. If you really study history, these are people, Ticonderoga, dragging cannons through the snow, and their old shoes would break up and fall apart with a blood trail. I mean, this is the prototype. And, our World War II generation were great folks, but then they believed, oh, we're the good guys, everything's fine. Their kids were spoiled rotten. Their kids were demons. That's me. Young people really do have some serious problems. Very lazy, expect everything. And now they won't let the kids have fist fights, dodgeball. You go to jail if you do it, so then they just shoot each other. We're never allowed to experience true grit or develop any type of guts. And so we've turned into a nation of just, not all of us, but myself included, softies. We got to get tough again. And we got to get people don't see themselves as Paul Revere. They don't respect themselves. That's why the mainstream media attacks me and uses COINTELPRO to demonize me and pull me down and say I'm not for real, because they're scared that if other people see themselves as Alex Jones and Alex Jones sees himself as Paul in Germany, all of us start seeing ourselves as the answer and realize it's up to us, then the New World Order is in deep trouble. So they have to destroy the idea that anybody's legitimate, that anybody could stand up, so people don't believe in themselves. So, yes, we need to saddle up, and people then want to saddle up in an incredibly fancy way. You just got to go to city council and say, don't fluoridate my water. Or go to city council and say, we don't like the feds taking over our highways. Or go to city council and say, we don't want S-787 to take over all the city's water. Or we don't want the IMF and World Bank taking over. We don't want a new banking dictatorship. And if we just do that, the New World Order can't win if we just say no, no, no. And so I agree with you, my friend.
It's trying to get people to actually do that.
Well, they better get up off their butts and they better do it, because the New World Order's closing in.
That is exactly the problem. Somebody like you, I have the utmost respect for what you've done and how you approach it. You woke me up along with David Icke and so on. When and how do we finally realize the revolution is here?
It starts when you stop eating GMO and we all fall off the wagon. It starts when you stop drinking fluoridated water. It starts when you get out of the petty programs fighting with your wife or husband. It starts when you stop being a coward.
The New World Order pretty much decimated the family.
No, I know. So, I know. Listen, Paul, I know, and God bless you. And that's why we got to pull it together and realize what they've done. And look, First Madison Avenue makes them feel inadequate. So a guy runs off because he deserves to have more women than just his wife. And all of, you know, we're all hypocrites. None of us are perfect. I'm not up here on a high horse. I'm saying what we need to shoot for. Then it makes the women feel like they need more. Well, I shouldn't have to work. I shouldn't have to take care of my kids. I should be able to go out and have fun. That implodes society and creates bondage and pain. Number one, we got to get confident and realize that we don't have to look like Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie to have value, that it's what our soul is, and that people are in danger, and that even if we're poor, there's people worse off than us. And by helping others, we build ourselves. I don't know how to – it's just a spirit. It's a spirit of liberty, spirit of goodness, spirit of freedom. We got to grow that spirit in ourselves, and it's a light shining out against the New World Order in the darkness. Great, great points, Paul, but I got to jump to others. Jim in Scotland, go ahead, sir.
I was wondering if you could tell me what, if anything, you know about Project Camelot.
Project Camelot, what's that? Jim in Scotland, you were saying something about Camelot? Jim, are you still there? Now I'm curious. Okay, well, I appreciate your call. That rings a bell. I think I've seen a YouTube channel does interesting interviews with something like that. I'm not sure, though. Let's talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to update you on the Farmingdale Homeland Security situation that we have going on here. I was hoping that somebody with a camera, I don't have the means to take pictures of it, but, you know, this is a dry run for disembarking us off the train, putting us in security zones and shaking us down before they caught us off to the internment camps.
Well, they admit, they admit that TSA nationwide is going to run checkpoints at trains and buses and search everyone and areas. We've gotten calls from all over the country, but it's in the news they're doing it. And so I mean, absolutely. But, you know, they have disposable $5 cameras. They have really cheap little digital cameras now. They got cameras for $100. They're Sony that are, you know, like 5 megapixels instead of 12 that shoot video. That's pretty good for YouTube. But where are you? What's going on? What do folks need to do?
Well, Some folks need to get down there and take a few pictures there in the New York area, go down to the Farmingdale train station. It's set up there like a Homeland Security disembark off to the internment camp. It's a practice run, a dry run. As a matter of fact, the TSA in their paperwork say that they won't just randomly check bags, that we should all expect for our bags to be checked.
No, that was in the New York News. Everyone will be searched. They go, oh, it's not discrimination. All of you go on the secret list and can't own guns. They're openly saying millions more will be put on it. No judge, no jury, no way to find out how you got on the list. Just, I mean, it's anti-freedom. It's 180 degrees. If here's liberty, it's the opposite. I mean, you know,
just a dry run for the people who are going to the PGA tournament to get off the train and get on the bus and condition them to thinking, oh, this
no,
is
no, they
swell.
Always
you know,
do it at football games, high school games with the Army showing up, the Kentucky Derby, big events, because people want to get in. It's like, well, you don't have to come in here. This is a private event. And they get you to waive your rights. But, yeah, no, everyone's going to be searched. This is the new America.
So, perfect gentleman during the day, but just to let you know, I got off the train at 11 o'clock at night when all the PGA stuff was over with, and what do I see? First thing I see is a cop hassling some young man with his sister and his mother in the car, and a bunch of people standing around watching this cop go animal on these people, apparently for no apparent reason.
No, I know. They've gone crazy. They're stealing everybody's wallets. I'm telling you, folks, this is real. They're telling the cops to act like this. They're moving on us. Sir, did you see Napolitano admit everything I said? Literally, he admits he listens to the shows, but as his producer. That wasn't allowed on Fox TV. I'm going to play the whole thing in the next segment. It was only put on the internet, but here's Fox admitting the Federal Reserve will rule everything. No Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no nothing. Specifically, though, you're witnessing the checkpoints where they're just having their way with people.
Absolutely, and they herd you like cattle. No different. There's a bunch of people waiting on the platform to direct you to the place where you're going to wait in line to get your name checked off. Then from there, you proceed to the security zone where they pat you down and shake you down, put everything into a plastic bag so you have nothing in there that's going to intimidate anybody or anything like that.
No. Life in America will be like the airports. I appreciate your call. Go ahead.
Nobody says, you know what, I don't like that. Nobody says, I don't want that. Nobody going to the PGA. Everybody's going to line up and go, hey, I'm going to the PGA. Just do
hey,
whatever
everybody
you want
to go to Disney World. Everybody to go to stores. Now it's grocery stores. They just say, got a hand scanner. You can't pay with cash or credit card. And they just go. And if you start saying no, they get on the phone and security guards. I got one of them. And it's like, oh, and the cops are like, why aren't you doing it? You're not with the Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm not kidding, folks. They got them. Where, I mean, you can wear this to a grocery store. I've been wearing this in the grocery store and had security come up and look at it when I'm in, you know, by myself looking at stuff and just like walking up going, oh, God, I got one with a Paul Revere. Oh, man, that Paul Revere was bad. That's worse than Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, these people are, just look at it. Live free or die. How dare me. You know what? I don't know if I have time for the Napolitano. I played part of it. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to get the feds to get power to target websites making false claims. And then I got these other articles here. The text of S-787 Clean Water Restoration Act. It's passed the Senate committee, and it total federalization of all water.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You know, the only reason the globalists might succeed is what they're doing is so over the top. I mean, just no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, you're all terrorists. We're going to put you on secret lists, not let you have jobs. We're going to track off an ID card, everything you buy, sell, and do. I read that 12 years ago off Club of Rome documents. Now Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, yeah, your whole carbon record, everything you buy, sell, and do will all be chronicled on your national ID card. We want to adopt it worldwide. She goes to China and gives that speech. I mean, just total slavery, total control, probably 30 times worse than 1984 in the level of surveillance and control. Bureaucrats, just bureaucrating, nanny stating you to death. All these, it's perfect plan. All these lazy, stupid Americans and lazy, stupid Europeans will be feeding and will all have little clipboards and power backed up with guys with machine guns. You don't like being our slave? Ah! Oh, give us the property. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, they mean business. They are big, fat parasites. So you want to be dominated by lesser men who know how to combine their forces together and gang rape you financially? Get ready. They've introduced the Cyberbullying Act. They got Hannah Montana, the TV character, the Cyrus idiot, that openly says the government will decide itself if you've hurt someone's feelings. Federal indictment, looks like that's going to pass. The hate crimes bills are probably going to pass. Feds to get power to target websites making false claims. Key story from PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson. The Federal Reserve refuses to disclose where trillions of dollars in bailout money went, and yet the FTC is more concerned about snooping into the financial affairs of bloggers who make a few bucks off affiliate relationships, according to new guidelines set to be introduced next year that would give the government a foot in the door to regulate and shut down blogs for making false claims. And they say, we're going to do this for political stuff, too. The FTC is now going to be everything. No judge, no jury, just look. Hand your money over at the barrel of a gun. We're the government. We work for offshore banks. Governor vetoes child abuse bill. This is out of the Statesman. This is just incredibly good news. Just came out. And it admits that it would have violated the Fourth Amendment. You child molesters, you still try to run around and you still violate the law and snatch kids, and now people are prosecuting you because you get outside your agency purview and that little immunity claim's being pierced, and you big fat pedophiles are going to prison. Aha! You didn't get your stinking bill. We stopped you again, you maggots. I hate you, and we will defeat you and crush you, you maggots. We're calling you out. We're not cowed anymore. We're not laying down anymore. Period. Unbelievable. got all this other news. It's just insane. Folks, you got to read this. Tomorrow I'm going to get some guests on about this, and I'm going to go hog wild with this because it's set to pass the Senate and the House. Imagine the federal government taking over all waterways, all water. Under the Wetlands Act, they were taking people's property, saying they couldn't build on it. If it had like a puddle of water, you'd build a fence. They'd come seize it, put fines on you. People sued them and beat them because they didn't have that authority. This bill legislatively says all water, puddles, aquifers, everything, so they can then stop wells, put meters on your wells, tax you. In Austin, they grabbed over 20,000 acres from people under the guise of the aquifer with local scams. So imagine what they're going to do with this scam. Nothing to do with water. Totally targeting Texas and the South and places that don't have a lot of federal land. I mean, I forgot the key. There is 4 to 5 times we read the bill, buffer zones around a cattle pond, a creek, a river. So let's say you got a creek that ain't even on your property. They're going to claim no Bill of Rights. They can come on your property. They can do whatever they want with buffer zones that they decide around the land, around the water. So just if you got waterfront property, look out. Because here come the federal scumbag parasite filth. The bankers are imploding America by design. They've got to put the country into receivership. And the ports, the roads, the water, it's all theirs. Unless we stand up and say this is illegitimate criminals, we're saying no. Retransmission starts now. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for
spread the word about
GCN.
The show. Spread the word.
Be sure to visit GCN.
Help us defeat the new
today.
World order, baby. Yeah, good job, crew.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.